Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Mother Nature, it's a crazy thing, you know?
Very crazy. Across the South and Midwest, powerful storms spawning tornadoes.
It was scary.
Trees and power lines down. Hundreds of flights canceled, and it's not over.
The heavy winds are still expected. We could actually have higher winds on Wednesday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Rod Donovan says parts of the Dakotas are getting a blizzard. A double disaster in Indonesia. Rescuers going through remote villages swept away by a tsunami that killed 154. Hundreds more are missing, while a volcano eruption killed at least 30 others.
The ash was very hot. We couldn't handle it. To get out of the area, I had to hold on to trees to avoid the hot tarmac. That's why I survived.
A suspect in the deadly bombing of the USS Cole in 2000 is now a victim? Polish investigators believe he was mistreated at a CIA prison there. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wenklin has more on this case live.
Yeah, Dave, he's one of the alleged bomb makers behind the Cole bombing. Abdul Rahim al-Nashiri is now getting victim status in Poland, which means in law there it's assumed he was likely kidnapped and held illegally. Polish investigators have been examining an alleged CIA secret jail there where al-Nashiri's lawyers say he was tortured. They want CIA directors summoned to Poland to give evidence. Al-Nashiri was last reported to be held at Guantanamo Bay, pending trial for the attack. Dave?
Alistair, President Obama won't be out campaigning today, but the First Lady goes to rally Democrats in California, and the Tea Party Express rolls on. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso alive on the bus tour in Paducah, Kentucky.
Dave, the Tea Party Express on its fourth nationwide tour, firing up the faithful and getting the vote out. Stopping in Nashville yesterday, where supporters summed up what the movement stands for.
Lower taxes, reduce the deficit, repeal health care, smaller government.
Another rally in Kentucky today, where Tea Party-backed U.S. Senate candidate Rand Paul will speak. And then we're back on the bus and off to St. Louis, Dave.
Jeff, the president will hold conference calls with union activists and campaign volunteers. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Hurry in for Guardsman all-season tires for as low as $29.98. Plus, save more on Goodyear, Dunlop, and Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's a wake-up call for contractors. The Home Depot has made a special buy on Owens Corning R19 15-inch unfaced insulation. Just $10.44 per roll. At that price, you get the number one brand in insulation for just 29 cents a square foot. And savings like that can help you lower your bids, which can help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
People you trust Jim Dunham. Jim's strong on public safety. He won the Smart on Crime Award, passed a law to help injured officers collect health benefits, and helped bring millions for local law enforcement. State and local firefighters say Jim Dunham has helped us protect our community. Teachers groups endorse Jim and say he's the best. And the Texas Farm Bureau Ag Fund says Jim has always remembered the interests of farmers and ranchers. People you trust Jim Dunham.
But here's why you can't trust Marva Beck. Beck admits she owes thousands in unpaid federal and state taxes. She repeatedly promised to pay it back, but she didn't. Beck didn't pay her taxes, but she did take $300,000 from big insurance allies to run for office. Insurance interests counting on Beck to vote their way. Doesn't pay taxes, takes thousands from big insurance allies, and that's why you can't trust Marva Beck.
Paid for by Jim Dunham campaign.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. So's the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
Chet Edwards votes with Pelosi 96% of the time? That's what Bill Flores says. Is it true? These are the facts. Edwards votes with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 70% of the time, and the National Federation of Independent Business called Chet a champion of small business for his 86% voting record. The Texas Farm Bureau Ag Fund said Chet is a fiscal conservative and the National Rifle Association endorsed Edwards as a staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram called Flores' attacks inaccurate, and the Dallas Morning News called them ludicrous, saying, "The truth doesn't get in Bill Flores' way." The VFW national commander said, "Our troops and vets have no better friend than Chet Edwards." If all these respected voices are right, Bill Flores is wrong. That's the truth. Paid for by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Very warm temperatures across the region today, then it becomes a bit more comfortable as we head through the remainder of the work week. Sunshine today. Yesterday we were up around 89. We'll be pretty close to that today, topping out near 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. It'll be sunny and cooler tomorrow, highs near 80, clear, cooler tomorrow night down to 45. We continue to cool off right into Friday, sunshine at 70 to 75 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 64 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today of about 91. As you heard Rob mention, warm today, but then very nice for the rest of the week. We'll take another look at your forecast, but first, this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Anticipation turned to questions when College Station Mayor Nancy Berry announced Monday evening City Council would not take up a possible compromise involving an incorporation vote in the Welborn community. The mayor did not explain at that time why she pulled the item from the public agenda. The council had discussed it earlier in executive session. Berry now says Welborn was pulled due to time taken on other business on Monday's agenda.
When you have a standing room only and about 40 people that have signed up to speak on one item and about 20 that have signed up to speak on another item, we just pulled it.
Citizens for Welborn spokesman Gary Potter says there's at least one roadblock from the council.
I was told by more than one of the council members that their major concern was that if there's an incorporated town on the south side of College Station that shares a city limit, they will forever and ever be in the future involved in litigation of one kind or another over issues unknown to us at this particular point in time.
Mayor Berry says Welborn will be on the next council agenda. The federal government's call for schools receiving federal funding to get tougher on bullying has a strong supporter in Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton. Lofton says bullying is counter to the university's core values.
They include things like respect for each other. Bullies don't respect somebody else, and so we do not tolerate that type of behavior on our campus.
Lofton says students lead the way in rejecting the practice, not university administrators or staff. If you want to know the pay of those working at the City of Bryan's electric department, that might happen sometime. That follows a discussion between City Council and the director of the Texas Public Power Association. Mayor Jason Byinski says it's a balance between the public's right to know and disclosing financial information that could harm BTU's ability to generate revenue.
And everyone here wants to be as transparent as possible. And, you know, there's a lot of misnomers and rumors out there on what the number two or number three person's making at BTU. So that's something I think we need to go ahead and get out there to the public. Unless we're told that that's puts us at a competitive disadvantage in doing so.
TPPA Director Mark Zion says some cities disclose all salaries of electric department employees, others release none, and some pick and choose. BTU, meanwhile, updated City Council Tuesday on upcoming projects. General Manager Dan Wilkerson says one possibility is selling excess electricity on the open market.
We do have a presentation we're giving Friday afternoon from 1 to 3 to a potential new wholesale customer, and we have seven of those we're working with right now, just so you will know. We only expand our business on the wholesale side. They stay somewhere else in Texas, and because of the transmission network, we're able to sell to them as if they lived right next door.
Wilkerson says BTU will also be involved in retrieving methane gas produced at landfills in both Bryan and College Station. The Texas Criminal Justice Coalition is warning lawmakers to think twice before they pass any new laws that involve jail time.
The 85-page report on overcrowding in the state's urban county jails concludes there are simply too many crimes that carry county jail sentences.
Policymakers need to think twice before they pass a law, and how the laws that they pass actually have a consequence at the county level.
Director Ana Yanez Correa says the only people who should be in county jails are those who are a threat to society. Alternatives should be found for all other lawbreakers. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And we talked about strong early voting numbers in Brazos County yesterday, and it's the same across the state. Vote tallies from counties with the most registered voters show Texans are casting far more early ballots than compared to the November 2006 election. The Texas Secretary of State's office says through Sunday, about 10% of the registered voters in 15 counties had been cast. That's 842,204 ballots compared to 476,845 early votes made through the same number of days in 2006. That tally includes in-person voting and mail-in ballots. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 64 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Very warm temperatures across the region today, then it becomes a bit more comfortable as we head through the remainder of the work week. Sunshine today. Yesterday we were up around 89. We'll be pretty close to that today, topping out near 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. It'll be sunny and cooler tomorrow. Highs near 80. Clear, cooler tomorrow night, down to 45. We continue to cool off right into Friday. Sunshine at 70 to 75 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, who would have ever guessed that in October, on October the 27th, we'd tell you that the Cowboys are 1-5 and the Rangers are playing in the World Series. Wow. Well, that's the case, and the Rangers will play San Francisco tonight, Game 1 of the World Series, Cliff Lee and Tim Lincecum, and we'll talk about that and some volleyball news and more coming up in sports.
It's volleyball news.
Volleyball news.
Yeah. And volleyball news. Of course, you know, the deal is, if you live in San Francisco, first of all, you probably got to have more money than sense just because things cost a lot there. I mean, a bunch. And so, I mean, think about what your World Series tickets would be costing there.
Yeah.
And
you know, Cliff Howard is there. Why don't we call him? It's only 4:13. Can we wake
him
up?
Oh, I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He flew out yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah. Went to the press conference. He's high rolling.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I'm going to look up some ticket prices on the interweb.
Well, I got a couple here.
Uh-huh.
Tickets to Game 1.
Well, I mean, he didn't buy a ticket to Game 1.
But, $500 for standing room to $20,000 for your infield reserves. That's, you know, we'll see. You might be able to save some if you were out there, you know, actually walking around the stadium today. What would you find?
Well, the only ones I've been able to find, of course, this may be based on where I am geographically speaking,
sure,
would be to games 3, 4, and 5. Five open parentheses if necessary, close parentheses.
Yeah, if necessary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to sweep, aren't they?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Well, anyway, so.
You mean the Rangers are going to sweep?
Well, sure. Yeah. Isn't that what you're figuring?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to win tonight.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Cliff Lee's pitching.
Oh, that's right. And he can't pitch at Arlington.
No, he can pitch anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he can't succeed at Arlington. How's that?
Cliff Lee?
Yeah, he does better on the road, doesn't he?
Well, no, he hadn't lost a game yet anywhere.
No, any place.
No, huh?
Good for
him.
Not
no.
in the postseason.
Not in the postseason,
right.
No, huh? No. Other pitchers had problems.
What would be that first pitch? What time does that happen?
The TV starts at 6:30. I don't know when the first
the
pitch
network?
Is.
Who's the stinking
Fox.
Network? Okay, is that Fox. Joe Buck?
Yep.
All right.
And Tim McCarver. Mm-hmm.
I thought he was like 80.
He is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, he's probably saying they shouldn't use those masks. Like in the old days, you know, he just put his other hand up to keep his face from getting hit by foul tips. That's how old he is.
That's right. And hope they don't come fast at him.
He played where they called it a backup catcher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A 27-year-old. Ooh. Huh?
I got premium infield 25 directly behind home plate.
Okay.
Two of them.
Yeah, for how much?
$37.50.
Okay. Where's the decimal?
There's no decimals in there. There's only commas in there.
After
right?
It's after the 50, Scott.
I got you. Okay. Cool. 27-year-old Oklahoma man nabbed Friday night for shoplifting a Halloween costume. Let me digress for a second. Are we broke out in Halloween places in this town or what?
Yeah. I've only seen the one big one over there on University.
There's of course you don't ever go on Harvey Road and that thing that you Circuit City. I think that's a Halloween joint over there.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because the other one's next to the other out of business Circuit City place.
Well, maybe they made a deal
Circuit City. No, because it's in linens and things.
There you go. And anyway, so that's it. They just go around shopping centers and find places and dump all this stuff. And then what do? You put it in storage until next year?
I'm not sure how that works.
And then some people are just going to cycle into popularity and then go away and next year.
There's no way for you to anticipate.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, 3 years ago, people were buying Larry Mahan costumes or something.
Larry Mahan?
He's the really? Rodeo guy.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
He is a rodeo guy. Right.
Name just popped into my head.
So, note to self, 07, big for Mahan.
That's right. So, anyway, the 27-year-old Oklahoma man nabbed Friday night for shoplifting a Halloween costume, allegedly removed the costume from its packaging, and concealed it in his pants.
It's a packaging?
It's a packaging?
Yeah.
What kind of costume was it?
Well, I know that you were going to ask that, so we did find that information. Retailing for $34.99, it would be a sexy referee costume.
Of course.
Which would be a three-piece costume made up of a halter top, socks, and a whistle.
Was he getting that for his girlfriend?
Well, one would hope. Yeah. Hun?
I was going to say, do we even want to see her in it?
Why? I don't know. I don't want to see that midriff.
Okay. Once again, that's a halter top, halter dress, I guess, socks, and a whistle.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. She sure looks pretty with her belly hanging out. Info.
May shine.
That's a whole bunch of muffin top right there, sweetie.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You just run up there to the house. I'll stay in the truck. Yeah. Take that pillowcase because we can get more stuff in it. Yeah. Tweet, tweet.
In just the last 2 years, President Obama has added $3 trillion to the national debt, and our Congressman Chet Edwards has been helping him do it.
Chet loves debt.
Chet Edwards voted to raise the debt limit to $14 trillion just this year.
Chet loves debt.
Chet voted for 100% of all the spending bills that came through Congress since Nancy Pelosi has been Speaker.
100%?
Every single appropriations bill.
Chet does love debt.
And now, Chet Edwards is even voting for Obama's bad ideas, like the wasteful stimulus bill that cost us $814 billion. While Texas families needed jobs, Obama and Chet Edwards were wasting money on the bonuses of Wall Street executives. Instead of creating jobs, the stimulus bill created debt.
Again, Chet loves debt.
Our congressman has changed. It's time we change our congressman.
Paid for by Flores for Congress.
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message.
Hey, good morning, 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
October the 27th it is, and happy birthday to you if it's yours. Actress Nanette Fabre.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she comes up every year at this time, and this time for the 90th year. She's 90 years old today.
Probably when she was one or two or three, people weren't doing her birthday, radio shows.
Right? Yeah, you're
was
right.
Radio even around then?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. She's
crystals.
90. Yeah. Actress Ruby Dee is 86 years old today. Actor-comedian John Cleese, turns 71
He's
years
probably,
old.
He's probably the most successful of the former Monty Pythons.
Don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 71 years old. He's also in a fish called Wanda.
Well, about acting. He does a lot of institutional films, motivational stuff. He's in the industry.
Country singer Lee Greenwood.
No.
Who's, you know, made an awful lot of mileage on one song in particular,
really.
Obviously.
Well, he wrote it. He's made an awful lot of money, too.
Yeah, that's true. To be that, God Bless the USA. He's 68 years old today. TV personality Jane Kennedy turns 59 years old. An actress who made a hit movie and then sort of went away. Carrie Snodgrass, the actor, is 64.
She actually has gone away.
She did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's passed away, I believe.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
Really?
Sorry.
Well, I think so. I may be wrong. Yeah, you know, all right. We're going to check it out.
Sorry.
And see.
Kelly Osbourne of the Weird Osbourne family.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't realize she. Boy, she died in 2004.
Yeah. I'll be darned. I'm sorry about that. Well, bless her heart. Kelly Osbourne is 26 years old of the Weird Osbourne family. And Scott Whelan, who's a lead singer of the Seattle. Oh, yeah, Whelan. Of Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, I got darn near all of that right. Is. 43 years old today. And that's all I got.
Roberto Biganini, is that his name?
Benigni. Oh. Benigni.
He's the one who like danced on the chairs when he won the Oscar.
Life
Remember
is
that?
Beautiful.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. 58.
Yeah. And Franny Leibowitz, who's really not a very pleasant person, but, you know, happy birthday. She gets a birthday, too. Terry Anderson, she's a 60. Terry Anderson, remember him? He was the
The guy that was
former hostage and AP newsman. He's got a birthday today, and
he's the longest held hostage, I believe.
I think you're probably right. Boy, think he has nightmares. Robert Picardo, do we know him? Some sort of an actor on Star Trek. The holographic doctor, it says.
I'm sure Ben knows who he is.
Probably so. I had actually gone to get supplemental birthdays because I thought the list was a little bit...
a little weak.
So happy 78 and a half to Casey Kasem.
Well, hope you make it to 79.
We're going in after the record.
Happy 70...
after the...
Yeah, enough of that. Yeah. It's famous audio.
Can't say much of that.
That's right. Happy 71 and a half to Judy Carn. And happy 51 and a half to what? Well, you don't want to wish Judy Carr a birthday?
Oh, I got her confused with Judy Collins. I was
Judy Carr.
No. Judy Carr.
Judy Carr, laughing girl.
That's right.
Yeah, married
right.
to Burt Reynolds.
For a while. Mm-hmm. And
who wasn't?
Happy 51 and a half to Sheena Easton. So there you are. All right, 622.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
It's the time of year when if you're in a car buying mood, you get really in a car buying mood, or maybe if you haven't thought about it, you start to get into a car buying mood. It's because it's the end of the year. Dealers are looking to clear off their inventory to make room for what they call the new model years. In other words, we've got all these 2010s on the lot. We need to bring some 2011s in. That means you can get good deals. But wouldn't you like to have someone help you through the process, make sure you're getting a good deal to try and help you sort things out like 0% financing or cash back? Which one's the better? If you have questions even on vehicle warranty, if you're a first-time buyer, if you have questions about your credit, let me give you two words. Ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture from Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota. Click on that and ask away. It's free, it's accurate, it's timely, it's a way to help you through the car buying process. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Ask Mike from Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so liberals think that there's a shift, a change going on in the country, and that this sustained effort that has been going on, over 18, 19 months now against the radical Obama agenda, it's just a flash in the pan. Things will be far different than people are predicting on Election Day. Well, look at what happened when the League of Women Voters had a debate and they didn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Excuse me, I have absolutely nothing for or against saying the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of something like this, but in fact, that has never been part of...
Now, that enthusiasm, while important for 6 days from now, also is going to be needed 7 days from now.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's have a look at it, because, again, we're going to have some changes, which... I think are nice. If we could just get some shower activity, it'd probably be ideal, wouldn't it? But only got a slight chance of that. Here are the numbers, though. High temperature today, about 91 degrees, and winds will be easterly at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, they'll come around out of the north at 5 to 10, and low temperature will be 54 degrees, and about 78 for tomorrow. So you'll see a marked change, and again, that's because the winds will be out of the north. It'll actually be a good bit windier tomorrow, too. We'll look at for winds probably up at about 20 miles an hour. And then tomorrow night, 42. It's probably the coolest we've had in quite a while. So 42 degrees for our low temperature. And probably do the same thing on Friday night. Be good for football or whatever else you're doing. Saturday looks spectacular. Sunny skies and a high of 76 degrees. And then Sunday looking at getting a little warmer back up to 81. Right now, humidity is 84%. Winds are from the south at 3. We've got partly cloudy skies, and it's 68.
Mike, what's with that big dude guarding your front door?
Hey, Jimmy. Oh, Nick's my new bouncer.
Why the heck do you need a bouncer for your apartment?
Well, ever since I got Coors Light Home Draft, it's like having a bar right at home. Figured I'd go the whole nine yards.
Coors Light Home what?
Coors Light Home Draft. It's fresh, frost-brewed draft beer on tap right from my fridge. Here, have one.
Oh, so that explains the peanut shells all over the floor.
And the pretzels.
And the jukebox.
And I can have Coors Light on draft whenever I want. Just like a real bar.
Oh, hey, guys.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Gina, my new cocktail waitress.
Nice.
The Coors Light Home Draft. CO2 pressurized to give you up to 30 days of fresh, frost-brewed draft beer right from your fridge. It's draft beer on tap anytime you want.
Can I get you boys another beer?
Dude, this is one sweet setup.
Yeah, I know, totally.
Home Draft from Frost-Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
It's time for informed, experienced leadership on the College Station City Council. John Nichols brings immediate knowledge to the council from his extensive experience working directly with the community on the Parks Board and Planning and Zoning. John Nichols has worked and volunteered in College Station for 40 years. As a department head at Texas A&M, he knows how to manage budgets in tough economic times. John Nichols will hit the ground running. Visit nicholsforcitycouncil.com. Vote for experience. It is time.
Political ad paid for by John Nichols, John Nichols Treasurer.
If it would add years to your life, would you eat a diet that required you never eat anything with a face or a mother? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So, go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Heart disease is the number one killer in the country, and yet...
It truly is a toothless paper tiger that need never exist. And if it does exist, it need never, ever progress. This is a food-borne illness.
Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, author of the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease.
If you were a heart surgeon, and let's say that you went to the Papua Highlands in New Guinea, rural China, Central Africa, or the Tarahumara Indians in northern Mexico, forget it. You better plan on selling pencils. There just is not any heart disease there.
Why? Because the people there eat a strict vegetarian diet. And 20 years of research shows that that diet can not only prevent, but also reverse heart disease. So why isn't every cardiologist in the world recommending this diet to their patients?
The way most of the medical community is today, they throw up their hands thinking that people won't change. And when you talk to these patients who've had their first or second bypass or stent, they don't object to this. They absolutely rejoice for halting this disease that was taking away their life.
You can't really argue with the research, but could you eat that diet? The rule is you can't eat anything with a face or a mother.
I think it's all relative. Would it be extreme to eat a wonderful, healthy diet where you did not become obese, where you not become diabetic, and where you don't have any risk of heart disease or stroke?
You can hear the full interview on our website, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Fall's the perfect time to take advantage of the super year in interest rates at Allen Hubbard. The 2011 models are arriving daily, so the 2010 models must go with special year in interest rates like 0.9% on the popular Civic models, or 1.9% on the Element, Pilot, or the Ridgeline, or great lease deals like the sporty CRV for only $229 per month, or the all-new Accord Crosstour for only $249 per month. Don't miss these special year in offers at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 64 degrees right now at the studios, 91 for a high today, and then very fall-like, about time, coming up starting tonight and for the rest of the week. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there was too much on the plate Monday night to start public discussion about a possible incorporation vote in Welburn.
It was 9:35. And the council hadn't even made discussion yet of the first item on the agenda. It took us that long just to hear the citizens that wanted to speak just on that first agenda item, which was, if you recall, that was the rental inspection program.
Council discussed Welburn in private during an executive session earlier in the day, but the mayor said that had nothing to do with pulling it from the public agenda. Meantime, a spokesman for Citizens for Welburn, Gary Potter, says council members have told him they won't support an incorporation vote because they don't want College Station involved in future legal battles.
Well, I told Mayor Beer today, I said, that's the simply shirking responsibility, because that's what you do as an elected official. When issues come up, like the issue of the landfill between the citizens of Bryan and the citizens of College Station, what you do is you work on that until you get it resolved. The issue with the Welburn water, you work on that until you get it resolved. That's what you do.
Mayor Berry says Welburn will be on the next council agenda. The recent push for more schools to get involved in stopping bullies has the support of Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton, and Lofton says it's not administrators or staff leading the charge against bullying, but students.
We have a whole population of students there who've embraced these values here, and they will not be tolerant of those who do not subscribe to those core values.
Federal officials say any school receiving federal funding that does not actively seek to curtail and eliminate bullying could be in violation of federal law. Would the disclosure of the salaries paid to employees at Bryan's electric department result in reduced sales of locally generated power on the open market? That was the question debated Tuesday by Texas Public Power Association Director Mark Zion and Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland.
These are calls that you have to make. This is a local decision made by local authorities, and those are some of the factors that you and your colleagues would consider as you were examining that issue.
So I guess that would be a function of how much we're in the wholesale market, which is the competitive part. Some may not be as much in it as we are, right?
That would certainly be a consideration you should take into account.
Zion says some cities disclose no salary, some pick and choose, and others reveal everyone's pay. Speaking of BTU, millions of dollars in projects were reviewed Tuesday by City Council. BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says one involves local landfills.
Going forward on the landfill gas unit with the City of Bryan and City of College Station operating the units together, operating them jointly. And so we are hard at work with Bovisma and the City of College Station to get those units operating ASAP. We are tickled to death that that's going to happen.
Wilkerson says BTU on Friday is giving the first of seven pitches to proposed wholesale buyers of excess electricity produced by the city. The U.S. is set to defund the troubled virtual border wall project.
The idea was to keep a high-tech eye on the Mexican border, but after $1 billion invested, only 53 miles are online, and they don't work as expected. The House Homeland Security Committee is on the verge of cutting their losses. Congressman Ciro Rodriguez, who sits on the committee, hopes the project can be saved.
Fences make sense in metropolitan areas. In rural areas, they don't make that much sense.
And even though border security is a priority, even he admits we have to look at how we're spending our money. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
And tight supplies are expected to keep beef prices high for the next few years. Average retail prices of beef have climbed from $4.18 a pound in July of last year to $4.44 a pound this past July. Economists say ranchers and feedlots have reduced supplies largely in response to rising prices of corn and soybeans fed to cattle. Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson says cattle producers have been hurt by low profits for several years and responded by cutting production. And while U.S. consumption of beef has fallen, exports are up significantly. And with prices high, that foreign demand has meant stronger profits for producers. WTAW News Time, 635, 64 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You've heard about St. Joseph's amazing new Da Vinci robotic surgery system. Now you can put your skills to the test with a hands-on demonstration at the College Station Tower Point HEB on Wednesday, October 27th from 3 to 7 p.m. The St. Joseph Da Vinci at HEB will allow you to see how this incredible machine enhances a doctor's skills, vision, and dexterity performing surgery through tiny incisions. The event is fun, free, and informative. Da Vinci, it's the St. Joseph difference.
Jerry Patterson, political ad, take one. Okay, Jerry, go.
This is Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and I believe Texans know how to take care of Texas.
Cut. You can't say that. Next.
I think Washington should get its hands off of Texas.
Cut. Wow, you can't say that. To Tea Party. Start over.
This is Jerry Patterson. I passed the Texas concealed handgun law, and I carry a gun in my boot.
Cut. Are you kidding? Guns scare people. Next.
I'm going to debate my opponent.
What is he saying? Cut!
It's not about getting elected. It's about doing what's right.
But cut! Shut him off! Shut him off!
I'd rather be right than be popular.
Somebody kill the mic!
I really am Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and I'd appreciate your vote in November because Texas needs someone who'll say what he means and do what he says. Learn more at VotePatterson.com. I'm Jerry Patterson, and I paid for this ad because my consultants didn't want to.
Great ad. We love it.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Why just shop with one or two insurance companies when you need auto insurance? At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. When you call us, we will find the company that offers you the best coverage for your cars at the most affordable price, and we will give you exceptional service. We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their automobiles.
Les Jackson Weather brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a bunch of information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Plenty of sunshine across the area for today and some very warm weather. Temperatures across the region are going to approach 90 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a stray shower, thunderstorm, and some cooler weather heads our way. Lows overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine and more pleasant for tomorrow. Temperatures will probably reach 80 during the afternoon. Clear, cooler tomorrow night. We're down to 45. We'll have abundant sunshine during the day on Friday, 70 to 75, and it looks nice into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
Rangers and the Giants. Rangers have never been there. Giants has been since 2002. We're talking about the World Series. It'll start tonight on the West Coast with Game 1. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk some Aggie football as they get ready for them Red Raiders coming to Kyle Field. That and more coming up in sports.
Two things.
Yes?
Number one, when you're ready, of course, we have that song. And if you wanted at any point this week.
Okay, yeah.
And but then number two, did you know, and Scott, I think you'll find this quite interesting. Scott, and Tom, you might too, but SBC Park, I believe, is the name of the stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to call it Candlestick, but, you know.
No, you can't do that.
Guess you can't
well,
do
it,
that.
Well, it never has been Candlestick, so that was their old house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it used to be Pac Bell Park.
Right.
No,
mm-hmm.
they have a female public address announcer.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. And well, it's right downtown. I mean, and it's really, again, one of those parks, much like Arlington, that has a very nice facade, and it's...
Yeah, you know, watching one of the NLCS games the other night, mm-hmm. I actually went to Google Maps and did the satellite view thing of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, just because I was interested to see how it was aligned with the water, since right field literally sitting on the water.
It does, yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It
I think
is.
It'll be a fun if anyone that's going out there, I'd love to hear back from Chip and I think that'd be a pretty fun place to go. I know he was definitely pulling for the Giants as opposed to having to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Nice venue. All right, so who among us has not been to a Pee Wee soccer game? Okay, we all done that?
Well, it's been a while, but
that's okay. It doesn't matter. It is timeless. We all know that basically what they do is they play gang ball.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever the ball goes.
Well, they take what, 20 kids?
Yeah.
And they all start running around, mm-hmm. and then they just roll a ball in the middle of it.
Yeah. And then if the ball gets possibly kicked out of there, they all go over to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that picture came to my mind as you were doing the story on the virtual wall. Because right there at the end, was that Jim Forsythe? Jim, where's my check? Forsythe?
Michael Board.
Oh, okay.
So, now, be nice.
All
that's
right,
capitalism at work.
It is, and that's a good thing. I like that. So I believe we had a sound bite from a Texas congressman who was on the committee that approved this. But I love the line afterwards. Are you able to bring up the sound bite of the congressman and then the end of the story, which I think is the money line right there?
Here we go. This is about halfway in.
Hopes the project can be saved.
Fences make sense in metropolitan areas. In rural areas, they don't make that much sense.
And even though border security is a priority,
uh-huh.
even he admits we have to look at how we're spending our money.
Oh, well, what? Why the hell couldn't we have done that before we started the project?
Scott, now you're once again, stop it.
And how much did we spend? Like $1 billion?
The idea was to keep a high-tech eye on the Mexican border,
uh-huh.
but after $1 billion
uh-huh.
invested...
Uh-huh.
Border, but after $1 billion
uh-huh.
invested,
uh-huh.
but after $1 billion uh-huh. invested, uh-huh. but after $1
And how many miles did we get from that?
Only 53 miles.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Okay.
There you go. All programs, accessories,
uh-huh.
and then calculadora.
Yeah, let's do
see,
that.
One, and then one, two, three.
Billion. Make sure you make a billion.
Four, five, six.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Seven.
Got it.
Eight. Is it 8 zeros?
Sure. Uh-huh. Let's divide by 53, and what do we get?
I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, let's get enough commas in there, because we want to have enough commas. You got to have,
It's nine.
It's, yeah,
more
nine.
Commas.
Yeah.
I got a fever.
Uh-huh. Okay. And divided by 53.
Divided by 53.
Mm-hmm. That would be...
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah. How much would that be?
18 million.
Yeah. A mile.
$867,924 per mile.
Sure. That's a great idea. That's almost like that boondoggle they did up in Waxahachie, remember, when they were going to do the Super Collider...
Superconducting super collider.
Almost worked.
What was that supposed to do?
It's supposed to make things go real, real fast in a circle.
And run into each other.
And then they could jam into each other. And then, see, what they were thinking is that would, we're so stupid, okay, that would create energy for us. And we would have cheap energy because those things would go real, real fast and boom, and that'd make energy. We'd capture the energy. And then all our utilities would cost like $4 a house for the entire year, you know.
And
it's almost like Jerry World.
And they'd have a wave file of John Madden that they would play every time.
You go, boom. Right. And, you know, it's good that Joe Barton was there to help us work that boondoggle out, because that worked pretty well.
And now he's going to fix the BCS.
Yeah, he is. Oh, and by the way, they got a World Series vote. I mean, a bet. He and Nancy Pelosi have got a World Series bet.
She'll give him a facelift, and he'll give him
a... Yeah,
no.
Huh? I'll find that in a minute. But, I mean... Maybe we should look at how we're going to spend the money before we do it. That we're never going to do that, are we? Is Washington actually going to do any kind of research as to whether or not that'll work? No. Let's just go ahead and throw $1 billion at the Texas border and see how it works out. God, when are we going to vote these idiots out? I mean, really. Just really.
Well, I believe everyone has that opportunity
yes,
in 6 days.
They really do. Vote the idiots out. You know, if the whatever idiots you get a chance to vote on. My gosh. It doesn't matter if it's at the state level or the national level or the local level. I mean, if they're just spending our money the way that we would never spend it, just get them out of there. Golly. All right, Joe Barton, who, of course, rooting for the Texas Rangers, put up a southern delicacy that would be a pecan pie. And, of course, that's just the way they say it out there in the Bay Area. In a wager with Nancy Pelosi, the Peloster will apparently supply Ghirardelli chocolates, and that'll be the California side of that
bet. Kind of a cheap bet.
It is. Now, TMZ reports that Gavin Newsom, who's the mayor of San Francisco, has promised to send crabs. What are these? Dungus crabs?
Dungeness.
Yeah, Dungeness crabs. Uh-huh. Okay. And sourdough bread.
Yeah.
And he's got Ghirardelli chocolate happening.
Oh.
And some Anchor Steam beer.
Mm.
For his part, the mayor of Arlington, quick, can you name him?
Robert Cluck.
Thank you.
Vandergriff.
Wait a minute. Why do you know that?
Number one, you don't forget a name like Cluck.
Yeah.
And okay. Second of all, I heard this story last night.
Oh, okay. All right. The Rangers, let me see. Okay, here we go. This is wonderful. If the Rangers can't win, Mr. Cluck will ship some of the best barbecue in Texas to San Francisco. Okay. Now, I think somebody probably like a little more publicity than the some of the best barbecue
well, maybe
in Texas.
He hasn't decided yet.
Well, no, they did because I was because we had Channel 13 News on last night at the house.
Oh, okay.
And I can't now for the life of me, something River Barbecue.
All right.
That I,
well, or, and it says some of the best. Maybe he's going to put some really lousy barbecue in there, too.
You think if the Rangers get swept, he's just going to throw like a couple of rib bones in there?
Yeah, a little bit of gristle.
Yeah.
Gristle. Here, chew on this.
Yeah, gristle and sauce.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. Hello.
Hey, Scott. I was on my way to Dallas the other day and saw a billboard that said you can't fix stupid, but you can vote them out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. Oh, let me see. There's got to be some political news out here somewhere. And there is a little bit. I mean, it's all money news, if you will. But this Sharon Angle just keeps raising money. I mean, they can talk about how much of a whack job she might be, but she raised $3.1 million in a week, okay? Harry got $800,000 in the same time period. So just saying, okay?
So if we compare this to restaurants, he's at the drive-thru and she's at Tavern on the Green.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That's it. Hello?
Hey, just a question, guys. Do they allow meat in San Francisco anymore?
That's, you heard that story we had about would you do a diet where you ate anything that had a face or a mother. I mean, did you hear that? Yeah, I know.
I think my part of the bet would be to send them how the barbecue is made. Just send them a video.
Yeah, exactly.
An instructional video.
From the beginning.
Howdy, we make our own barbecue in Texas, and I thought I'd show you how we do it.
Well, as long as you would just animate peace symbols and flowers into the corners of the video, I think it'd be just fine.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
Washington does a lot of dumb things, but the Obama-Pelosi health care bill is one of the worst ideas we've seen in a long time.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Conservative David Dewhurst is a champion of limited government, reducing spending, and following the Constitution. Dewhurst knows that government-run health care is wrong for America and disastrous for Texas.
There are so many bad things about Obamacare. Higher taxes, more debt, options for taxpayer-funded abortions, backroom deals to buy off politicians. government getting between patients and their doctors? It's a disaster. That's why we must repeal Obamacare. We can have affordable health care without government control. And we can make sure we keep the right to choose our own doctors.
In Texas, conservative Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is leading the fight to stop Obamacare. Go to daviddewhurst.com and join him. Paid for by the David Dewhurst Committee.
He's up at dawn checking on the cattle. Then he's off to Giddings, where he makes a living as a country lawyer, except on days when he's representing us in Austin. He's Tim Kleinschmidt, our state representative. Tim Kleinschmidt has lived in our district all of his life. His father was superintendent of Lexington schools, his mother a teacher. That's why Tim Kleinschmidt supported a teacher pay raise his first session, and he wants to put more money in the classroom. Tim Kleinschmidt is focused on creating jobs. He cut taxes for small businesses, and he helped stop the Trans-Texas Corridor.
I'm Tim Kleinschmidt. I'm working to create jobs, protect property rights, improve schools, and control taxes. District 17 is my home, and I want our quality of life to remain the best in Texas for my children and yours.
Working for us, Tim Kleinschmidt for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Tim Kleinschmidt campaign.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 30th, it's wildlife diseases. Adding wildlife to the farm or ranch business has become popular. Learn the role of wildlife disease and parasites play and what to do about them.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Month in and month out for the last many decades, African violets have been some of the most popular flowering houseplants in the world, and in spite of all that you hear, they're not all that hard to grow. We're going to look at some guidelines to your success with African violets right after this important message. Your time is very quickly running out. To save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar, this is the calendar that will have more than 10,000 words telling you month after month after month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to be a beautiful wall calendar, a gift calendar. I always save my best photographs that I take for the calendar each year. 28 years we've done this. 10,000 words tells you everything you need to know. If your question begins, Neil, when should I? It's going to be in this calendar. Now, the calendar with the 41% savings comes when you buy a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Total price of the deal, just $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. A full year of the magazine, the calendar, and all that information, $34.95. Call before the price goes up. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. African violets will thrive in almost any room in your house, but you're going to have to give them adequate light. I get a lot of questions from people who have trouble getting African violets to bloom, and usually it's because they're not getting quite enough light. Put them near a bright north or east window, or buy yourself one of the plant grow lights, the fluorescent fixtures. Avoid direct sunlight on your plants, otherwise the leaves might burn if you have that. So keep them in bright light, but not in direct sunlight. African violets come from a part of the world where temperatures never fall below 55 to 60 degrees, so you'll need to keep them warm. They're happy at people temperatures, those between 65 and 80 degrees. Be careful, however, when you're moving them around during the winter that you don't expose them to cold. That's especially a concern when you're bringing plants home from the florist or nursery. Choose a porous, highly organic potting soil mix. Most nurseries will have several types available, or you can mix your own. You want to use 3 parts of Canadian peat moss to 1 part of perlite. Handle the plants carefully as you repot them, and be sure to keep their crowns at the same depth that they were growing originally. Don't cover the crowns with soil. Overwatering next to lack of sufficient light is probably the second worst problem for African violets. It's compounded by all the peat moss in the soil mix. To avoid the problem, there are several good self-watering pots that are complete with water reservoirs and wicks on the market. You can put a fertilizer solution in the reservoir, and the plant takes it up just as it needs it. However, I think with a good porous potting soil, that's always going to be your best bet. If you're growing plants in conventional pots, you'll probably want to water them from above. For years, violet growers have told us that watering from above will ruin the crown, but if you water from below by putting the plant in a pan of water, you'll soak the soil and drive out all the airspace and kill the plant's roots. It's better to water carefully from above with lukewarm water. There are many good African violet fertilizers available today. Ask your nurseryman for suggestions. Read the label directions carefully and don't exceed the suggested rates. Moisten the soil before you apply the fertilizer to keep from burning the roots. Your African violet plants will constantly send out suckers, side shoots that will fill in the crown. Pretty soon you'll have a congested plant that quits blooming, so you want to pluck those out with a pair of tweezers very carefully. Keep them out. You want the leaves of your African violet to be arranged like the spokes of a wooden wheel. I'm Neil Sperry, overwintering prize plants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Welcome Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, Mike Sherman will not call it a quarterback controversy, but rather just a team that has two good quarterbacks. And the players pretty much see it the same way when talking about Gerard Johnson and Ryan Tannehill. Jeff Fuller can catch TD balls from either one. Last Saturday, he caught two from Tannehill. He talks about this non-quarterback controversy.
The great thing is they both bring a lot to the game. And, having Gerard and Tannehill in there, it's kind of like the same thing. Because as far as a leader standpoint, they both were leaders on the field. And, I played with them both on the field before, so.
Fuller says that as far as on the field and their huddle style, Johnson and Tannehill have equal focus.
They both approach the game, real aggressively. They both attack the game, and, it's crazy, see them go out there and, compete against each other and, make big plays because, they're both so focused on winning.
Figure to see them both on Saturday when the Aggies try to win their second straight Big 12 game and their second straight over Tech. Kickoff at 2:30 in the non-televised game that you'll hear right here on 1620. Last night on the Smurf Turf, Boise State rolled to a 49-20 win over Louisiana Tech for its 21st straight win. Boise ranked third by the BCS, second by the pollsters, has a seemingly easy path now to another undefeated season as they have Hawaii, Idaho, Fresno, Nevada, and Utah State left. Oklahoma State star wideout Justin Blackmon was arrested early yesterday on a suburban Dallas highway on a misdemeanor DUI complaint, leaving his status unclear for future games. Police say the officers used radar to determine he was driving 92 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. Blackmon leads the bowl subdivision with 158 yards receiving per game, catching 62 passes for 14 touchdowns this year. Who would have ever thought that in any October, the Dallas Cowboys would be 1-5 and the Texas Rangers would be playing their first game of the World Series? During the Cowboys' loss to the Giants Monday night, one fan held up a sign that read, Cliff Lee for quarterback. The thought is not that far-fetched since Dallas lost their QB Monday night and Lee seems to be untouchable as the Rangers pitcher in the playoffs. He dominated in two wins of the American League Championship Series over the Yankees and will start tonight in Game 1 against the San Francisco Giants on the West Coast. He is 7-0 lifetime in playoff starts and 3-0 this year, striking out 34 and walking only one. Ranger David Murphy says that the underdog role fits the Rangers well.
I don't think that we were a favorite in Tampa, and we definitely weren't a favorite in New York. So you can throw all that stuff out the window and worry about playing good baseball on the field. Once the game is in between the lines, it really doesn't matter who has an upper hand. I mean, that's more for the fans and the media, and that's something that we don't really think about.
Game starts at 6:30 on Fox tonight. High school volleyball, both Consol and Bryan are in the playoffs. Consol won the outright district title with a 3-game win over Ellison. They'll meet Mesquite Horn in the bye district. Horn lost to Tyler Lee last night, finished fourth in District 11-5A. Bryan got the fourth playoff spot with a win over Shoemaker, coupled with Harker Heights' loss to Belton. The Bikes will face 11-5A champ DeSoto in the bye district round. And finally, Reed Arena has been chosen as the first and second round site for the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament in 2012. That's especially good news since Coach Gary Blair is expected to field possibly his strongest team ever in the 2011-2012 school year. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Paul Rieger, chairman of the Republican Party of Brazos County. Jana McMillan has been a dedicated foot soldier and bold leader in the conservative Republican fight to restore values of limited government and personal liberty. Jana's opponent is supported by the county Democrat chair and has made contributions to Chet Edwards the last three election cycles. You can count on Jana McMillan to challenge bureaucracy in College Station City Hall and to advocate for taxpayers. Look to the bottom of your ballot to vote for Jana McMillan, College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Jana McMillan campaign, Ed Slovacek, Treasurer.
Be sure to schedule your digital mammogram today at Scott & White Healthcare College Station, 979-691-3618.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200. That's 324-1200.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's still nasty outside across the heartland.
It was just literally like someone dropped a bomb on the sky.
That tornado in Illinois, one of many in a big and fierce storm. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Chicago.
Dave, it's as though Mother Nature handed us a menu and made the decision for us. Rain, wind, tornadoes. In the Dakotas and Minnesota, it's snow, which could also fall in Wisconsin. Wind gusts of 80 miles or more recorded in Indiana and Ohio. Many are cleaning up, like this business owner in Middlesboro, Kentucky.
Looks like a war zone hit on 19th Street here. Took the roof off of our building, several roofs off of other buildings.
It's not over yet. Wind gusts in some areas of the Midwest are expected to clock around 50 miles per hour. Dave?
Jennifer, it's now 272 dead in that tsunami that swept villages away in Indonesia. 412 more missing. Rescuers and aid are arriving, finding dead bodies on beaches, homes torn apart. This as a volcano eruption elsewhere in Indonesia killed at least 30. 6 days before the elections, the Tea Party makes noise today in Kentucky. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live on the nationwide bus tour in Paducah.
Dave, this the last tour leading up to the midterms for the Tea Party Express is really about getting people to vote next Tuesday.
We will take America back.
Absolutely.
And those Tea Party faithful say that means stopping the spending, lowering taxes, and electing fiscal conservatives to office. It's the same message we'll hear in Kentucky and then St. Louis today as the Tea Party Express buses crisscross the country all the way up to Election Day, Dave.
Now, Jeff, in Arizona, a federal court strikes down a law requiring people to prove citizenship to register to vote.
The law's author, State Senator Russell Pierce, blasted the appellate court for ruling that Arizona's voter ID requirement is inconsistent with the National Voter Registration Act. Pierce says it's a case of judicial activism at its worst.
Bob Bennett with Fox affiliate KFYI. President Obama will campaign today in radio and TV interviews the First Lady in California. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you have more than four hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It's helped thousands of women get free from the hellish symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909. 1-800-607-1909. Or go to StopFlashes.com.
Chet Edwards votes with Pelosi 96% of the time? That's what Bill Flores says. Is it true? These are the facts. Edwards votes with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 70% of the time, and the National Federation of Independent Business called Chet a champion of small business for his 86% voting record. The Texas Farm Bureau Ag Fund said Chet is a fiscal conservative. And the National Rifle Association endorsed Edwards as a staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram called Flores' attacks inaccurate, and the Dallas Morning News called them ludicrous, saying, "The truth doesn't get in Bill Flores' way." The VFW National Commander said, "Our troops and vets have no better friend than Chet Edwards." If all these respected voices are right, Bill Flores is wrong. That's the truth. Paid for by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
It's time for informed, experienced leadership on the College Station City Council. John Nichols brings immediate knowledge to the council from his extensive experience working directly with the community on the Parks Board and Planning and Zoning. John Nichols has worked and volunteered in College Station for 40 years. As a department head at Texas A&M, he knows how to manage budgets in tough economic times. John Nichols will hit the ground running. Visit NicholsForCityCouncil.com. Vote for experience. It is time.
Political ad paid for by John Nichols, John Nichols Treasurer.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years. The one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250. The one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not. And the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 64 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 91, and then more autumn-like temperatures coming up after that. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Anticipation turned to questions when College Station Mayor Nancy Berry announced Monday evening City Council would not take up a possible compromise involving an incorporation vote in the Welborn community. The mayor did not explain at that time why she pulled the item from the public agenda. Council had discussed it earlier in executive session, and Berry now says Welborn was pulled because of time taken on other business on Monday's agenda.
When you have a standing room only and about 40 people that have signed up to speak on one item and about 20 that have signed up to speak on another item, we just pulled it.
Citizens for Welborn spokesman Gary Potter says there's at least one roadblock from the council.
I was told by more than one of the council members that their major concern was that if there's an incorporated town on the south side of College Station that shares a city limit, they will forever and ever be in the future involved in litigation of one kind or another over issues unknown to us at this particular point in time.
Mayor Berry says Welborn will be on the next council agenda. The federal government's call for schools receiving federal funding to get tougher on bullying has a strong supporter in Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton. Lofton says bullying is counter to the university's core values.
They include things like respect for each other. Bullies don't respect somebody else, and so we do not tolerate that type of behavior on our campus.
Lofton says students lead the way in rejecting the practice, not university administrators or staff. If you want to know the pay of those working at the City of Bryan's electric department, that may happen sometime soon. That follows a discussion between City Council and the director of the Texas Public Power Association. Mayor Jason Mayinsky says it's a balance between the public's right to know and disclosing financial information that could harm BTU's ability to generate revenue.
And everyone here wants to be as transparent as possible. And, you know, there's a lot of misnomers and rumors out there on what the number two or number three person's making at BTU. So that's something I think we need to go ahead and get out there to the public, unless we're told that that's puts us at a competitive disadvantage in doing so.
TPPA Director Mark Zion says some cities disclose all salaries of electric department employees, others release none, and some pick and choose. BTU, meanwhile, updated City Council Tuesday on upcoming projects. General Manager Dan Wilkerson says one possibility is selling excess electricity on the open market.
We do have a presentation we're giving Friday afternoon from 1 to 3 to a potential new wholesale customer, and we have seven of those we're working with right now, just so you will know. We only expand our business on the wholesale side. They stay somewhere else in Texas, and because of the transmission network, we're able to sell to them as if they lived right next door.
Wilkerson says BTU will also be involved in retrieving methane gas produced at landfills in the area.
The Texas Criminal Justice Coalition is warning lawmakers to think twice before they pass any new laws that involve jail time.
The 85-page report on overcrowding in the state's urban county jails concludes there are simply too many crimes that carry county jail sentences.
Policymakers need to think twice before they pass a law and how the laws that they pass actually have a consequence at the county level.
Director Ana Yanez Correa says the only people who should be in county jails are those who are a threat to society. Alternatives should be found for all other lawbreakers. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And we talked about strong early voting numbers in Brazos County yesterday, and it's the same statewide. Vote tallies from counties with the most registered voters show Texans are casting far more ballots than compared to the November 2006 election. Early voting runs through Friday. The Texas Secretary of State's office says through Sunday, about 10% of the registered voters in 15 counties, or 842,204 ballots, had been cast. Compare that to 476,845 early votes made through the same number of days in 2006. The tally includes in-person voting and mail-in ballots. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 64 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
Hi, this is Colby Bachman.
Hi, this is Caitlin Bachman.
We would like to ask you to support our dad, Brian Bachman, in his race for Brazos County Constable Precinct 1.
We are really proud of our dad. He has won Patrol Deputy of the Year in 1996 and in 2004.
He is active in our school projects and coaches us in soccer and Little League.
Please cast your vote for me, Brian Bachman, Brazos County Constable Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by the Brian Bachman Campaign. Dan Jones, Treasurer.
Hey, it's 7-Eleven. Let's check some weather, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Plenty of sunshine across the area for today and some very warm weather. Temperatures across the region are going to approach 90 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a stray shower or thunderstorm as some cooler weather heads our way. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Sunshine and more pleasant for tomorrow. Temperatures will probably reach 80 during the afternoon. Clear, cooler tomorrow night. We're down to 45. We'll have abundant sunshine during the day on Friday, 70 to 75, and it looks nice into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Aggies and Texas Tech are two teams that can both use wins to get a little bit closer to being bowl eligible. They will meet on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 at Kyle Field. We will talk about that. We'll talk about the first game of the World Series tonight on the West Coast, the Rangers and the Giants. That and some high school volleyball news and more coming up in sports.
So it's the World Series tonight, huh?
Well, not the whole thing tonight.
Yeah, but they're going to get started.
Yeah, they will get started. Yeah, they will. There. Yeah.
Wonder what I'm going to have to capture, you know, because I'll want to watch the World Series, and what television shows might I possibly miss if I watch the World Series? Yeah, not exactly sure. So do you know who's singing the national anthem tonight?
No, I don't.
Ah!
I bet you do.
Well, I found it someplace.
You have the whole lineup for game?
I don't know that they have announced the entire lineup. That's
you got to keep that a secret. Security thing. Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. But anyway, so, let's see. National anthem. Okay, here we go. The performers of the national anthem for the first three games of the World Series. John Legend will do the anthem tonight in San Francisco. Lady Antebellum sings prior to Game 2.
Oh, now that's a famous group.
It's also in San Francisco. I'm sorry, Chase. Please excuse me.
That's okay. No. I was saying John Legend, and then
okay. You started screaming it, and then I could hear you down the hall. I went, yeah. And so then we got Lady Annabelle, and they're pretty good.
Well, they're a good group.
Well, and Hillary, you know that Easy on the Eyes lead singer, she's a fan of Texas A&M basketball.
Yes, yeah, she right. is. As a matter of right. fact, she could come and sing the national anthem here probably any old
anytime she wants to.
That's right.
She can use my microphone.
There you go. Actually, you'd prefer that she come right over and use your microphone,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
How you
and
doing?
Game three, everything was fine until that snarky PA announcer.
Yeah, right? Really. No, it wouldn't be snarky at that point. It'd be kind of smarmy.
Yeah. Series shifts to Texas for game three. Kelly Clarkson will perform the anthem in the first game in Arlington.
Oh, well, she's from the area yeah. there. Yeah.
She's from Burleson.
Burleson, yeah.
It's all we know right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we know right now. We'll have some more.
Oh.
I don't know how this works out, but this is the answer. John Stewart is the most influential man out there, according to AskMen.com. John Stewart ranks number one on the new influential men list. And let's see. Also in there would be Facebook guy Mark Zuckerberg in at number two. Kanye West. Yeah, mm-hmm. him too. He's in at number five. Drew Brees, number six.
Hmm. This year he's influential. He's throwing a lot of interceptions, yeah. actually.
President Barack Hussein Obama,
mm-hmm.
the guy whose seal fell down.
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now.
Yeah. In at 21.
Yeah, probably a Democrat this close to the election.
Yeah, number 21. Yeah, that's not bad. So what are the best tech products out there for 2010?
Oh, I got your winner.
Yeah?
You do? Because you own one, right?
No, I don't. But I got your winner.
Okay. What's that? And the winner would be
the iPad.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That came in number two, actually.
Really?
It did. And I would think there are, you know, plenty of them out there. iPad is not a bad thing.
How about a Kindle?
Dina had one at the forum
yes.
Monday night.
Yes.
I was jealous.
Yeah, were you? Like, yeah. So jealous. I'm thinking I just won't get past the beta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Get the little kinks out. Google Android 2.2 is the number one tech product, according to the PC World folks. Then comes the aforementioned iPad. The Kindle, I don't know anybody who owns one of those.
me.
Well, you know what they're saying here, though?
What?
Third generation is the third best. So.
Well, hey.
You're like on Kindle 1.0 that has a little crank that you have to turn to keep the power going, right?
Yeah, it runs on gasoline.
Yeah, yeah. Number four, Netflix. Number four at this point, which is kind of interesting because...
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead and finish.
Well, you're a Netflix person.
Right.
I mean, the whole idea, think about in the tech world how long Netflix has been around.
It's because of something very important that they started doing in 2010.
Yes. And that is?
They allow you to start streaming from wireless devices. Yeah. They allow you to, they came out with an app so you can stream Netflix on your iPad or your iPod.
Yeah.
They also allow you to stream using a PS3, a Wii, or a DVD player that takes the DVD. But now, just this week, as a matter of fact, or just last week, as a matter of fact, Netflix through my PS3 at home used to need a disc. Now it doesn't even need a disc. I installed the software. I don't need a disc anymore. I can stream Netflix through my Wi-Fi at home, and I don't even need a disc anymore.
See, and then that makes it an impulse decision.
Absolutely.
That's what works. And, you know, I'm such a mozon. I was at a conference. I mean, I was sitting at a table. There were six of us, and the two guys that started Netflix with two of the guys there, and they're going, well, we're going to have this idea. We're going to send videos out here. And we're going, yeah, right, sure. That'll really work. But what happened was they got concerned about the delivery system. I mean, the Postal Service is what they depended on. Postal Service started talking about cutting Saturday delivery. That would chop Netflix off right there at the knees because a lot of people were looking to get their DVDs on the weekend.
And the thing is, because of contractual issues with movie studios and distributors and things like that, again, their movie selection, it's improving, but I would still give it a C at best.
Mm-hmm.
It is good for television shows.
And see, for a local tie-in, if it weren't for Netflix, we wouldn't have a new restaurant on University Drive. Think about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you know, that's that. you know, there used to be a video store there. In the
restaurant.
You gotta, you gotta take an extra step with me
there. You go.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah,
if you've eaten there and you like it, then you can thank Netflix. Okay, so a few weeks ago, Lisa Murkowski was, we were talking about this. She's doing this write-in thing in Alaska.
Yeah,
she's a sore loser is what she is.
Do you have to spell her name correctly?
Do you have any clarity on that?
And you do.
Ah.
They have put out a commercial, a spelling bee commercial, of a girl spelling Murkowski, so that you can go ahead and get that done. Now, if she comes close to winning, we may have to go to court and figure out if that's really what needed to be done.
It's
like
a hanging Chad type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. We got to get to that point.
What did they really mean by
exactly
that?
Not exactly sure. One other voter story in Nevada, the Democrat Secretary of State announced 2 days ago that voters can be provided free food at voter turnout events along with gift cards and other events.
Well, dadgummit, there wasn't any free food when I voted yesterday.
Well, that's what I mean. And again, we had a caller who talked about that. They used to ply you with alcohol at the polls before you went in to vote.
And I went in there at lunchtime.
Yeah, see? You could have gone
Where's
in.
My sandwich?
Yeah, my stomach's growling. I need some food. Speaking of food, I don't know if you remember, it's 7:20. I think last week we did a story about this guy who from Washington State who was going to go on a 60-day all-potato diet because he wanted to, you know, make sure people understood how healthy potatoes could be.
How long did he last?
Well, he's still on it, but he's saying he wishes he'd made it 30 days.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's tatered out?
Yeah. Good, healthy taters, okay, doing his tuber diet.
He likes tater jump.
Yeah. Mm. Let's do a tater jump. He had them boiled, baked, steamed, grilled, fried, marinated, mashed. He is the See, here's the problem. He's the executive director of the Washington Potato Commission. So you don't really want to be stepping back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or even saying that you wish you hadn't gone this long.
Yeah, if you're all in, then, buddy, you're all in. You don't need to be, you know, saying anything bad. For variety, he has soaked one pickle in potato juice. Excuse me, pickle juice. Pickle juice.
Wait, one potato in pickle juice?
Yeah.
Not pickle. One pickle in potato
no,
juice.
No, not at all. No, because
that'd pretty much be water.
But his wife has made potato ice cream as well. Okay, what kind of pickle and how in the world could that taste? Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, that voter thing where you get free food and cards?
Yeah.
They were saying on the news last night that people were going in there and the ballots are pre-checked for Harry Reid.
Oh, I see. That's not a good thing. Yeah, you probably ought to go ahead and get a choice, too. That wouldn't be a bad thing at all. Detroit wants to change their name, but it's Detroit, Oregon.
Oh.
Ballot measure to change the name of Detroit, Oregon. They say they want to separate themselves from that image of that Michigan city.
Yeah, I was going to say, so are they going to change their name to We're Not That Detroit, Oregon?
I don't know if they're. I think it's a two-step process, possibly. Doug DeGeorge, who is a builder, said the word Detroit carries such a negative connotation, it could be partially counteracted by changing the town's name to Detroit Lake. He bought an old hotel called Detroit Lake Motel, so obviously he wants to change the name so he can promote his hotel. But he's saying, no offense to the people of Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, right. It's a big city. It's been around forever. We're just a beautiful city in the heart of the mountains, so adding the name Lake to it would make people understand that we're not that other Detroit. Well, you remember, who was it? Buffalo in up on Interstate 45 would change their name like the weekend of the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, to Blue Star or something like
that. Yeah, well, when Buffalo was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Lost four times.
Yeah, more the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
2011 trucks and SUVs are here, and the discounts are huge at Sterling Auto Group. Get up to $8,000 off the 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab SLT or 0% APR for 60 months. And up to $6,500 off the 2011 GMC Yukon SLT or 0% APR for 36 months. Stop in for unbeatable savings on 2011 trucks and SUVs right now at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
Join the grassroots surge to take back America. Come out to the Wings and More Party Room this Friday to meet conservative satirist Oleg Atbashian of ThePeople'sCube.com.
Oleg will be signing copies of his new book, Shakedown Socialism, an eye-opening look at why statism won't work in America. Then help make a difference for the future of America by taking part in our Freedom Phone Bank. We'll have free food for all phone bankers. For more details, go to NovemberIsComingTX.com. Meet Oleg and Phone Bank for Freedom, Friday, October 29th from 4:30 till 8:30 at the Wings and More Party Room at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. For more details, go to NovemberIsComingTX.com. That's NovemberIsComingTX.com. This ad was paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:23. Weather, going to look at it in just a minute, but you know we're going to have cool nights actually coming up tomorrow night and Friday. That means, yeah, the weather is going to change. Now, eventually, it'll just stay cool. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that if your utility bill is more than you want it to be, you could have some options as to how to get that utility bill down, and the answer could very well be with Intercon, and it's just a phone call away at 823-3639. Reason is because Intercon specializes in windows. Repairing existing windows or replacing windows with something that's more energy efficient. And understand that quite often builders-grade windows are not very energy efficient. So if you'd like to have energy efficiency from day one, talk to your builder, or if you're doing some remodel, your person who's doing the remodeling work for you, and get them to look into the options you have as far as vinyl-clad windows that are more energy efficient. If you're in the home that you're going to be in for a while and you want to make it more energy efficient, then you call Intercon at 823-3639. They'll come out and assess your situation. And most importantly, because this is a local company, they're not going to pressure you into buying any kind of windows. They want to show you what it'll take to get your home more energy efficient. Want to do that? That's great. If you decide that you need to do it in stages, that's fine too. But you start it by giving them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Jerry Patterson, political ad, take one. Okay, Jerry, go.
This is Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and I believe Texans know how to take care of Texas.
Cut. You can't say that. Next.
I think Washington should get its hands off of Texas.
Cut. Wow, you can't say that. To Tea Party. Start over.
This is Jerry Patterson. I passed the Texas concealed handgun law, and I carry a gun in my boot.
Cut! Are you kidding? Guns scare people. Next.
I'm going to debate my opponent.
What is he saying? Cut!
It's not about getting elected. It's about doing what's right.
But cut! Shut him off! Shut him off!
I'd rather be right than be popular.
Somebody kill the mic!
I really am Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and I'd appreciate your vote in November because Texas needs someone who'll say what he means and do what he says. Learn more at VotePatterson.com. I'm Jerry Patterson, and I paid for this ad because my consultants didn't want to.
Great ad. We love it.
726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, here we go. Teenagers who trick-or-treat in some cities could face more threatening things than costumed zombies. Think about this. Do you want kiddos out there older than the age of, I don't know, you
no.
12, 13, yeah. right, 12 or 13, who travel door to door for candy and other Halloween goodies? This is in Belleville, Illinois. They led a push in 2008 to ban trick-or-treating by high school-age teens in the community of about 35,000 people. His reasoning, he said, he heard from too many senior citizens and single moms complaining that they're a little bit frightened when a six-foot-tall kid rings the doorbell at night in search of candy.
Yeah.
In Virginia, several cities have had trick-or-treating age limits on the books since the 1970s. City officials in Meridian, Mississippi, and others, Boonesville, Maryland, also mentioned, cut off the trick-or-treat age at 12. Something to think about. I mean, just, you know, if, again, single mom or senior citizen, you feel uncomfortable about that, that might be something to talk to your city council members about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't had a 13-year-old come to the door and thought, oh, how cute.
Yeah.
You know.
Anybody who's shaven.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 727, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, then they're offered a bunch of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, probably 91, sunny with winds out of the east. Now, tonight, different. Winds are going to come around out of the north. We'll have a low of 54 degrees. That's all right. It's going to get cooler. On Thursday, nearly perfect. Clear skies and high temperature, probably around 78. Maybe a little windier than you want, but the winds will be out of the north, so that'll help keep the humidity down. Clear skies and 42 for a low temperature on Thursday, doing about the same thing on Saturday. For Sunday, that's Friday, and then Saturday, looking at the same thing as well. Have highs of about 76 and not quite so cool in the evening. Up to 81 on Sunday, so all the way through the rest of the week, aside from not having any rain, ought to be near ideal conditions. Right now, the winds are from the south at 3 miles an hour. Humidity is 84%. We're looking at 68 degrees.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We're a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In the Washington Post, Dan Baltz chronicled Michigan's misery after 8 years of Democrat Governor Jennifer Granholm, and then Baltz gave her a pass. When Granholm was elected, orgasmic Democrats declared her a rising star who would be presidential material if only she wasn't born in Canada. Today, Michigan's in shambles. Before Granholm, 5 million people were employed in Michigan, now less than 4 million are. The unemployment rate was at 6% when she took over. Today, it's over 13%. College graduates fleeing the state in droves. Dan Baltz describes the state's mood as frustration bordering on despair among those who have seen their jobs disappear, probably permanently. Granholm blames her low approval numbers, which are in the 30s, on the people of Michigan, who, she says, are impatient because they want to see change immediately. Dan Baltz agrees that none of this is her fault. The forces of economic decline dealt Jennifer a bad hand, he said. Just like Obama was dealt a bad hand as he showed up in the Oval Office amid the worst recession since the Great Depression. But Jennifer Granholm doesn't deserve an in-print pity party. The truth is, it's the people of Michigan who were dealt the bad hand. For 8 years, she unleashed tax-raising, job-killing, unrestrained liberalism on Michigan with horrific results, just as Obama and Democrats are doing nationwide. And now, she blames the people who elected her. But they, like the rest of America, deserve better. Come November, they're going to take the first step to getting it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Ambaren. Ambaren is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It's helped thousands of women get free from the hellish symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Ambaren free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909. 1-800-607-1909 or go to stopflashes.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:32, 66 degrees right now. The high today about 91, but much more fall-like weather is right around the corner. We'll tell you more about that after the news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there was just too much on the plate Monday night to start public discussion about a possible incorporation vote in Welburn.
It was 9:35. And the council hadn't even made discussion yet of the first item on the agenda. It took us that long just to hear the citizens that wanted to speak just on that first agenda item, which was, if you recall, that was the rental inspection program.
Council discussed Welburn in private during an executive session earlier in the day, but Berry says that had nothing to do with pulling it from the public agenda. Meantime, a spokesman for Citizens for Welburn, Gary Potter, says council members have told him they won't support an incorporation vote because they don't want College Station involved in future legal battles.
Well, I told Mayor Berry today, I said, that's just simply shirking responsibility, because that's what you do as an elected official. When issues come up, like the issue of the landfill between the citizens of Bryan and the citizens of College Station, what you do is you work on that until you get it resolved. The issue with the Welburn water, you work on that until you get it resolved. That's what you do.
Mayor Berry says Welburn will be on the next council agenda. The recent push for more schools to get involved in stopping bullies has the support of Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton, and Lofton says it's not A&M administrators or staff leading the charge against bullying, but students.
We have a whole population of students there who've embraced these values here, and they will not be tolerant of those who do not subscribe to those core values.
Federal officials say any school receiving federal funding that does not actively seek to curtail and eliminate bullying could be in violation of federal law. Would the disclosure of the salaries paid to employees at Bryan's electric department result in reduced sales of locally generated power on the open market? That was the question debated Tuesday by Texas Public Power Association Director Mark Zion and Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland.
These are calls that you have to make. This is a local decision made by local authorities, and those are some of the factors that you and your colleagues would consider as you were examining that issue.
So I guess that would be a function of how much we're in the wholesale market, which is the competitive part. Some may not be as much in it as we are, right?
That would certainly be a consideration you should take into account.
Zion says some cities disclose no salaries, some pick and choose, and others reveal everyone's pay. Speaking of BTU, millions of dollars in projects were reviewed Tuesday by City Council. BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says one involves local landfills.
Going forward on the landfill gas unit with the City of Bryan and City of College Station operating the units together, operating them jointly, and so we are hard at work with Bavisma and the City of College Station to get those units operating ASAP. We are tickled to death that that's going to happen.
Wilkerson says BTU on Friday is giving the first of seven pitches to proposed wholesale buyers of excess electricity produced by the city. The U.S. government is set to defund the troubled virtual border wall project.
The idea was to keep a high-tech eye on the Mexican border, but after $1 billion invested, only 53 miles are online, and they don't work as expected. The House Homeland Security Committee is on the verge of cutting their losses. Congressman Ciro Rodriguez, who sits on the committee, hopes the project can be saved.
Fences make sense in metropolitan areas. In rural areas, they don't make that much sense.
And even though border security is a priority, even he admits we have to look at how we're spending our money. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
And tight supplies are expected to keep beef prices high for the next few years. Average retail prices of beef have climbed from $4.18 a pound in July of 2009 to $4.44 a pound in July of this year. Economists say ranchers and feedlots have reduced supplies largely in response to rising prices of feed. Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson says cattle producers have been hurt by low profits for several years and responded by cutting production. And while U.S. consumption of beef has fallen, exports are up significantly. With prices high, that foreign demand has meant stronger profits for producers. WTAW News Time, 7:37, 66 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Stephen, local owner of Paramount Property Analysts, specializing legalizing and appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bugging bugs since 1947.
7:38. Good morning. Let's do some weather. Weather is brought to you this morning by ResPro for home and commercial fire, water remediation, plus residential and commercial remodeling. Call ResPro 690-8659.
Very warm temperatures across the region today, then it becomes a bit more comfortable as we head through the remainder of the work week. Sunshine today. Yesterday we were up around 89. We'll be pretty close to that today, topping out near 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. It'll be sunny and cooler tomorrow. Highs near 80. Clear, cooler tomorrow night, down to 45. We continue to cool off right into Friday. Sunshine at 70 to 75 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Dallas Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo will not need surgery, but he is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks as the Cowboy quarterback. We'll talk about that. Miami Heat in their first big game with LeBron and Dwayne and Chris and the guys, and they lose to the Celtics. We'll talk about that. The Rockets lost two in their season opener.
Yeah. Win them all if you don't win the first one.
Scott.
Golly. Scott, you're good.
It was the tip-off of the NBA season last night, and you didn't invite me over.
I was busy. I know.
Yeah, I know.
It was almost over before I thought about it.
Actually, the room can only hold so many.
Well, the deal was it was
going to be late.
It was going to be late, see, because they were playing out there.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's soupy outside.
A little foggy?
Yeah.
Let's have a sale.
Sale. Yeah. Make sure you got your lights on out there. Guys, I think I'm ready to retire.
Really?
Did you win
the lottery?
I believe.
Did you buy your ticket? Uh-huh.
I have. I believe I have found a way to make a tidy profit on investments, and so just thinking I might do that. Because I mean, let's say that you take a piece of property that's appraised at $174,000, and it's near an entertainment area, but you want to get maybe some parkland or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you just see if there's a city nearby who wants to buy it for $265,000. That'd be like a $90,000 profit. I mean, you do one of those about every 6 months. That's not a bad deal. Could you see that negotiation between the owner of that piece of land over there at Northgate and College Station? They're going, what's the land worth? No, $174,000. Will you pay me $265,000? College Station says, yep, we're good. All right, hey, we're done. Okay, we're good. $265,000, we're done. Hey, don't forget you get to vote for a transportation fee from that same city coming up here, all right? But $174,000, and I know that's the appraised value of it, $174,000. But, I mean, after all, if you've got a $265,000 buyer standing by, well, yeah, let's make that deal. That'll work. And, of course, that's vastly better than what the city paid for that piece of property over on University Drive. You know, that was, what, 2.5 times the appraised value. So maybe they're learning their lesson. Yep, City of College Station, $174,000. Yeah, $265,000, we'll pay that because we need another park over there at Northgate, because I think that's what all of the people who live in Northgate have said. If we could just have more parkland over there, everything would be just fine. So congratulations to the owner, able to turn a pretty nice profit right there.
Wish I owned it.
That's what I'm saying, pal. If they just let us know where you're going to buy next time. Let us get in ahead of the curve.
What would that have cost me when I came here in 84?
You don't want to think like that. You'll start crying.
No, please don't think like that. No.
Yeah.
Because then we're probably talking like $60,000. But, I mean, that deal was
in 84, I didn't have close to that. But, hey, yeah. I'd have scratched it up somewhat.
Tom, that deal was closed this week, okay? Uh-huh. So they apparently believe it's worth $265,000 because that's what they paid for it. Hey, you guys know who Joshua Reynolds is? Joshua Reynolds. Joshua Reynolds, pretty interesting dude. I think now he is vice president of a company called Brain.com.
Mm.
But the last name Reynolds, he is in fact the heir to the R.J. Reynolds fortune.
Okay. Smoke, a little tobacco.
Smoke yep. that cigarette.
That's mm-hmm. one. Now, the deal is he... Let me take a call. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
On the subject of land purchases.
Yes.
For this, by our various government entities. How is it anything but collusion for the school district to turn over a piece of property to another group so they can turn it over to another group so it can be turned over to another group and then handed over to a business?
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Then, yeah, we can discuss that sometime. Probably not right now because we got to get all our facts together. But, yeah, there were some extra steps in the transfer of that land from one entity to another. That's for another day. So this guy, Joshua Reynolds, didn't really – he's given the credit for inventing it, but he didn't. He took technology that already existed, made it a ring, and you'll remember the mood ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's basically mm-hmm. credited with inventing the mood ring, which Boy. Was, you know, kind of a neat little hit.
Yeah.
But the other thing, a few years ago, he's kind of over in Europe, and he sees this thing called the Thighmaster. Well, it wasn't called that then, but he mm-hmm. bought that, brought it back over, called it the Thighmaster, and it rocked along and did okay.
Right, and he met Suzanne Summers.
And then Suzanne Summers, yeah. he said, we can get her to go ahead and just do that thing for us. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was on infomercials, and we're hearing her screech, thank you, Thighmaster. You know the reason he bought this exercise device?
He had fat thighs?
No.
Oh.
Think about what you can do while you're using
yeah,
the Thighmaster.
I bet he had fat thighs and yeah. corduroy breeches, too.
Yeah. You
think
can
about
do
what
anything.
You can. Well, but think about how many exercises that you have that would not allow you to smoke while you use it.
Ah, there you go.
So I mean,
yeah,
is that
right.
perfect or what?
That's RJ true.
Reynolds.
I mean,
yeah.
exactly. You get rid of your uh-huh. thunder thighs and you get to keep smoking.
That's right.
For the kids.
Yeah.
That's right. So you know, you won't die of you'll die of heart disease one way or the other.
Hats off to Joshua Reynolds today, because he's the one who made a lot of folks buy Thighmasters and you didn't have to give up smoking to do it. Mm. Lady in England says her 58-year-old General Electric fridge still going strong. That makes it Britain's oldest working refrigerator. The appliance has never needed a single repair.
Mm.
Doris Stogdale, age 89, remembers when her mom and dad bought the appliance back in 1952.
Wonder how many times the lights burned out.
Well, that's a good point. How many light bulbs did you have
yeah.
to use? Doris says things like fridges were made of strong stuff 60 years ago. Don't you know that thing weighs a ton?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't bend the door. There's plenty of room for magnets on there for, you know, kids' art and
well,
stuff.
Well, and what sort of pollutants is it emitting?
Oh, now, uh-huh. see, I knew you were going to have to do something
well,
like
that. Well,
you
know, that. I'm the resident liberal, so I have to go there.
Yeah, aren't you? Yeah, ice maker is you take the tray, fill it with water. When it yeah. freezes, you empty it, and you put it back in there.
She's probably still got the ice trays with the, you know, with the
pullback deal.
Yeah, yeah. with
lever.
The trigger on it.
Yeah,
yeah right.
and
uh-huh.
it has all that scratching on the bottom of
uh-huh.
it after. For a while.
Yeah.
yeah, but you know, you can make Kool-Aid ice cubes with those things. They're just
oh, yeah.
awesome.
And they made bigger ice cubes.
Yeah, they did.
Big square ones.
Those were the good old
yeah,
days.
That you'd put in your Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
here's a shock.
Those were the days.
You know it. The cast of Glee. The
yeah.
cast of Glee is going to release a Christmas album just because they want more money. Columbia Records, remember them? Announced yesterday that Glee, the music, the Christmas album, will feature popular carols and holiday tunes. Album goes on sale November 16th, which is just a few weeks ahead of the big Glee Christmas episode, which I know you guys have circled on your calendar as December the 7th, so, you know, we'll look forward to that. Hello? Yes?
Just tell Chase that the amount of energy taken to make the 15 or 20 that it would take to replace that one is way more than what it's emitting.
That's right, baby. Just keep it running.
Yeah,
just keep
but we
it
still
going.
Have to do what's responsible for
oh,
the environment.
We have to worry about the blue herons out there,
that's
don't
right.
we? Yeah, that's it. Second annual Ugly Dance World Cup took place in Hamburg, Germany over the weekend. Reuters reports that a group of high school students took first place with a performance they called the Shy Dance. Event organizers described the winners' moves as epic ugliness and horrible appearance. Competition started last year to create a platform for alternative dance styles. That's just so everybody can feel good. Remember your first high school dance?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, were you glad the lights were down.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, because I remember who I took.
Yeah.
He's up at dawn checking on the cattle. Then he's off to Giddings, where he makes a living as a country lawyer, except on days when he's representing us in Austin. He's Tim Kleinschmidt, our state representative. Tim Kleinschmidt has lived in our district all of his life. His father was superintendent of Lexington schools, his mother a teacher. That's why Tim Kleinschmidt supported a teacher pay raise his first session, and he wants to put more money in the classroom. Tim Kleinschmidt is focused on creating jobs. He cut taxes for small businesses, and he helped stop the Trans-Texas Corridor.
I'm Tim Kleinschmidt. I'm working to create jobs, protect property rights, improve schools, and control taxes. District 17 is my home, and I want our quality of life to remain the best in Texas for my children and yours.
Working for us. Tim Kleinschmidt for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Tim Kleinschmidt campaign.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
I'd like to describe a little game I heard about recently. Not only do I think you'll enjoy it, but those around you will benefit from it too. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's called the Lift Game, and a middle-aged couple created it. Here's what they did. Throughout the course of a day, they resolved to be on the lookout for people who appeared downcast and discouraged. One day, the wife found herself in the supermarket checkout line, and the cashier in aisle number 5 looked sullen and agitated. After exchanging a flat greeting, the woman said to the clerk, "Oh my, you have beautiful teeth." In an instant, the cashier straightened up and smiled widely. She went on to tell this woman that she had spent years wearing a retainer. In an instant, her attitude changed, and she began to explain how good it felt to be free of that uncomfortable device. As this wife and her husband sat down to dinner near the end of each day, they would both share their experiences. They were never sure who was lifted up more, the receiver or the giver. They just love the experience of serving up serendipitous acts of kindness. Isn't it amazing how quickly our attitudes can turn on one kind word? The opposite is just as true. Somebody once said that they could live for a month on a single compliment. The fact is, we all crave affirmation, and it's the wise person who is willing to give it away as often as possible. So how about you? Give the Lift Game a try, and let me know how it goes. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The best country recording you'll hear in 2010, according to the Washington Post. Dierks Bentley's brand new CD, Up on the Ridge. NPR calls it timeless. Nominated for the Country Music Association's Album of the Year, Male Vocalist, and Musical Event for Bad Angel.
It's bluegrass, it's country, it's roots, it's acoustic, it's all sorts of stuff thrown together. But at the end of the day, I just hope you guys think it's good.
Up on the Ridge, the artistically daring CD from Dierks Bentley. Available now in stores and online. Brought to you by Capitol Records Nashville.
People work from everywhere nowadays. Satellite offices, home, hotels, even on vacation. It makes getting face-to-face time impossible. That's why you need to use GoToMeeting by Citrix to hold your meetings online, so it doesn't matter where everyone is. With GoToMeeting, you can view each other's desktops to collaborate on documents in real time, as if you're in the same room. Make your conference calls more collaborative by trying GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code TALK. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code TALK.
In just the last 2 years, President Obama has added $3 trillion to the national debt, and our Congressman Chet Edwards has been helping him do it.
Chet loves debt.
Chet Edwards voted to raise the debt limit to $14 trillion just this year.
Chet loves debt.
Chet voted for 100% of all the spending bills that came through Congress since Nancy Pelosi has been Speaker.
100%?
Every single appropriations bill.
Chet does love debt.
And now, Chet Edwards is even voting for Obama's bad ideas, like the wasteful stimulus bill that cost us $814 billion. While Texas families needed jobs, Obama and Chet Edwards were wasting money on the bonuses of Wall Street executives. Instead of creating jobs, the stimulus bill created debt.
Again, Chet loves debt.
Our congressman has changed. It's time we change our congressman.
Paid for by Flores for Congress.
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message.
Well, good Wednesday morning again, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here is a look at your sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. So has the dynamic between Gerard Johnson and Ryan Tannehill changed? You know, for 2 years, Tannehill has been one of Johnson's favorite receiver targets, and now he's both that but a competitor for his quarterback job, too. Tannehill says that none of those changes have affected their friendship or their chemistry.
Right, we're definitely close friends. You know, we spend, you know, countless hours each day together in meetings, practice. You know, this is our fourth year together, so, you know, add all that up, it's a lot of time together. And definitely close friends, definitely want the best interest of each person. Just want to see each other succeed.
But knowing that he might indeed get some playing time at Kyle Field Saturday, does that change his routine this week?
I don't think it's a lot different. You know, you just have to prepare to play. If I get that opportunity, then, you know, hopefully I'll be ready to play. And if not, then, you know, it just wasn't my day. But you definitely have to prepare like you're going to play and practice hard and try to clean the things up that we didn't see that last week.
Aggies will kick off with Texas Tech Saturday at 2:30. Second-ranked Boise State had no trouble earning its 21st straight win last night, blowing out Louisiana Tech 49-20. Kellen Moore threw for two touchdowns and caught another as the Broncos improved to 7-0 this season. Moore was 20 of 28 for 298 yards, including scoring passes to Austin Pettis and Tyler Shoemaker. Oklahoma State star wideout Justin Blackmon was arrested early Tuesday in suburban Dallas for misdemeanor DUI, leaving his status unclear for future games. Police say that he was doing 92 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. He is the leading pass catcher for Oklahoma State, caught 62 balls for over 1,100 yards and 14 touchdowns this year. The Giants and the Rangers are getting ready for tonight's World Series opener. San Francisco does have the home field advantage, courtesy of the National League's victory in this summer's All-Star game. Giants manager Bruce Bochy will hand the ball to Tim Lincecum for game one, and he'll be opposed by Texas lefty ace Cliff Lee in the matchup of past Cy Young Award winners. Here's Michael Young talking about the matchup, talking about the series.
During the postseason here, we've really seen how our community's responded to our baseball team. It's something we're really excited about. You know, 51,000 people going crazy at our games is a beautiful thing, and we loved it. We loved every bit of it. This is a team thing. I deserve to win the same as every other guy here. I don't deserve to win anymore. This is all for one, one for all. We'll do our best to go out there and do what we do.
Josh Hamilton had a little something to say about Bochy's comment on the Rangers.
I think I heard their coach say we got a bunch of misfits. And you know what? If you got a bunch of misfits and they come together and love each other, they can accomplish anything. So, you know, I wouldn't call us misfits, but we're very diverse in the clubhouse. We don't have guys in groups hanging out with each other. Everybody's hanging out with everybody, playing games with each other and, you know, working together, and we love each other. So it should be a good matchup.
Broadcast on Fox tonight will start at 6:30. High school volleyball, both Consolidated and Bryan are in the playoffs. Consol won the outright district title with a 3-game win over Ellison, and they will meet Mesquite Horn in the bye district. Bryan got the fourth playoff spot with a win over Shoemaker, coupled with Harker Heights' loss to Belton. The Vikes will face 11-5A champ DeSoto in the bye district round. Reed Arena has been chosen as the first and second round site for the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament for 2012. That's especially good news since Coach Gary Blair is expected to field possibly his strongest team ever in the 2011-2012 school year. The last time A&M hosted an NCAA basketball tournament was in 94, when at that time all first-round women's games were played on home courts. A&M ended up hosting Florida because the better-seeded Gators could not use their gym because of a scheduled Rod Stewart concert. Old-timers might remember that. I do. A&M won that game and ended up advancing to the Sweet 16 for the first time ever that year. And in the NBA, the season started yesterday. The Rockets lose to the Lakers 112-110 in Los Angeles. And the Miami Heat, with all those high-paid players, James, Bosch, and Wade, they lose to the Celtics last night 88-80. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. If you're a student, Awards & More can engrave personal items, such as cell phones, iPods, laptops, and more. Do you need t-shirts for your student organization? Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and imprinted promotional products and embroidery. Remember, everyone needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 for Awards & More today.
How low can Marva Beck go? Marva Beck is running slimy, untrue ads against Jim Dunham, and she got caught. The Waco Tribune says the claims Beck is repeating are absurd, outrageous, and verging on demagoguery. Beck ads claim Dunham killed a crime bill. False. The bill passed, and official records show Jim Dunham voted for it. Here's what Bill Biles, veteran Waco police officer, says about Beck's smear campaign.
The ad that Marva Beck is running, in my opinion, is a complete fiction.
Jim Dunham helped pass a law to help wounded police officers get benefits.
Jim's a good man, and he's a good friend of law enforcement, and that's the truth.
Here's the truth about Marva Beck. Beck admits she owes thousands in unpaid federal and state taxes. She repeatedly promised to pay it back, but she didn't. Instead of paying her taxes, she took $300,000 from insurance allies to run for office. She'll spend thousands, but won't pay her taxes. We can't believe Marva Beck, and that's the truth.
Paid for by Jim Dunham campaign.
Brian Bachman is the most qualified candidate for Brazos County Constable Precinct 1. Brian won the Enrique Camarena Award as the Drug Enforcement Officer of the Year in 2002 and 2005. Brian Bachman was named Patrol Deputy of the Year in 1996 and 2004.
I have been a Sheriff's Deputy for the past 17 years, a Patrol Deputy, Field Training Officer, and Canine Officer, and served on the Narcotics Task Force. Please cast your vote for me, Brian Bachman, Brazos County Constable Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by the Brian Bachman Campaign, Dan Jones Treasure.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kind of a sad story here, guys.
Oh, no.
Remember Paul the Octopus?
Yeah.
The one that picked all the World Cup games?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's calamari.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, he turned into a squid?
He's, yeah. Well, we can make him octopus calamari, can't
oh.
we? All right. He's seafood now. Apparently, the Oberhausen Sea Life Aquarium in Germany. That's where he lived.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He knows he's a target.
I'm blamed for the economy. Immigration's all my fault.
But Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid says,
if the polls stay where they are, I win.
Reid's neck and neck with Sharon Angle, a Tea Party Republican he calls too extreme. Now, the Tea Party rallies today in Paducah, Kentucky. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is there live.
Dave, we spoke to Tea Party supporters, people from both parties, and they all tell us they wish the government would rein in on the spending, and they also want transparency.
And I don't care who it hurts or who it helps. It's got to be truth first. And we're not perfect, but we are honest, you know, and that's a difference.
And Tea Party favorite U.S. Senate candidate Rand Paul, who leads Democrat Jack Conway in the polls, expected to hit the stage at a rally here in Kentucky this morning. Dave?
Jeff, President Obama will campaign in radio and TV interviews. The First Lady will rally Democrats in California. It was like this across the Midwest and South.
Just debris flying everywhere.
And that nasty storm isn't done yet. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dave, a familiar sound in areas of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky as residents clean up after tornadoes. Heather Kaiser in Wisconsin was caught in the mess, she said. She tried to hightail it into work but just didn't make it. Wind gusts of at least 50 miles per hour are expected in the Midwest today, and snow, which has hit the Dakotas and Minnesota, is also possible in Wisconsin. Dave?
Jennifer, someone's been shooting at military buildings in Virginia. Three incidents so far. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The FBI analyzing bullet fragments recovered from a Marine recruiting station in Chantilly, Virginia. The question is if that shooting early Tuesday morning is connected to a pair of other shootings at military targets. 10 days ago, the Marine Corps Museum in Triangle, Virginia was damaged. The FBI says the same high-powered weapon shot at windows at the Pentagon 2 days later, Dave.
Jared, that tsunami that devastated villages in Indonesia is now blamed for 272 deaths, 412 others are missing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The pain was nearly unbearable. A typo, one digit. Harry's mistake would cost his company tens of thousands of dollars. Co-workers had reviewed the report. He could try to blame others, but no, the fault was his. What should Harry do? First, tell the right people. Harry emailed his boss and then phoned her. He gave no excuses. He explained and he gave the facts. He also suggested damage control. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. In a final email, Harry outlined for his boss how he'd safeguard against future mistakes. Was he fired? Not on your life. To err is human. To admit a mistake, even a bad one, and prevent repeats is professional in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Have you seen those political ads against Marva Beck? Boy, it's clear now that Jim Dunham is just another politician who will say anything to get elected.
I know. And what a hypocrite he is. Jim Dunham voted for the Trans-Texas Corridor twice. To hide that fact, he's accused Marva Beck of supporting toll roads. Marva Beck supports free roads, not toll roads.
It gets worse. Jim Dunham makes a lot of money for work he does in the insurance industry. But he accuses Marva's campaign of being funded by insurance interests. It's just Jim Dunham being two-faced again.
Well, how can you trust a fella who doesn't even shoot straight about where he lives? Jim Dunham hasn't lived in our district for the past 8 years, but he wants us to reelect him one more time. Dunham just out of touch and out for himself.
It's time we cleaned house in Austin and kicked the petty politicians out.
That's why I'm voting for our neighbor, Marva Beck, and against trial lawyer Jim Dunham.
And you know what Marva Beck says?
I say what I mean, and I'll do what I say.
Paid for by the Marva Beck campaign.
Here in Kenya, the world's greatest runners are worried. The marathon won't be easy this year, one says. Jared's running. How can we compete, says another. The Subway Club. Jared trains with it.
Word's getting out. Jared's training for the ING New York City Marathon, running 552 miles this year with one of his favorites, the Subway Club. Subway, eat fresh.
ING New York City Marathon is the property of New York Roadrunners, Inc. Subway Restaurants is an official sponsor of the ING New York City Marathon 2010.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Washington does a lot of dumb things, but the Obama-Pelosi health care bill is one of the worst ideas we've seen in a long time.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Conservative David Dewhurst is a champion of limited government, reducing spending, and following the Constitution. Dewhurst knows that government-run health care is wrong for America and disastrous for Texas.
There are so many bad things about Obamacare. Higher taxes, more debt, options for taxpayer-funded abortions, backroom deals to buy off politicians, government getting between patients and their doctors, it's a disaster. That's why we must repeal Obamacare. We can have affordable health care without government control, and we can make sure we keep the right to choose our own doctors.
In Texas, conservative Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is leading the fight to stop Obamacare. Go to daviddewhurst.com and join them. Paid for by the David Dewhurst Committee.
Join the grassroots surge to take back America. Come out to the Wings and More Party Room this Friday to meet conservative satirist Oleg Atbashian of thepeoplescube.com. Oleg will be signing copies of his new book, Shakedown Socialism, an eye-opening look at why statism won't work in America. Then help make a difference for the future of America by taking part in our Freedom Phone Bank. We'll have free food for all phone bankers.
For more details, go to NovemberIsComingTX.com. Meet Oleg and phone bank for freedom, Friday, October 29th from 4:30 till 8:30 at the Wings and More Party Room at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. For more details, go to NovemberIsComingTX.com. That's NovemberIsComingTX.com. This ad was paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
WTAW News Time, 8:07, 67 degrees right now at the studios, high today about 91. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Anticipation turned to questions when College Station Mayor Nancy Berry announced Monday evening the city council would not take up a possible compromise involving an incorporation vote in the Welburn community. The mayor did not explain at that time why she pulled the item from the public agenda. The council had discussed it earlier in executive session. Barry now says Welburn was pulled due to time taken on other business on Monday's agenda.
You have a standing room only and about 40 people that have signed up to speak on one item and about 20 that have signed up to speak on another item. We just pulled it.
Citizens for Welburn spokesman Gary Potter says there's at least one roadblock from the council as well.
I was told by more than one of the council members that their major concern was that if there's an incorporated town on the south side of College Station that shares a city limit, they will forever and ever be in the future involved in litigation of one kind or another over issues unknown to us at this particular point in time.
Mayor Berry says Welburn will be on the next council agenda. The federal government's call for schools receiving federal funding to get tougher on bullying has a strong supporter in Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton. Lofton says bullying is counter to the university's core values.
They include things like respect, respect for each other. Bullies don't respect somebody else, and so we do not tolerate that type of behavior on our campus.
Lofton says students lead the way in rejecting the practice, not university administrators or staff. If you want to know the pay of those working at the City of Bryan's electric department, that may happen sometime. That follows a discussion between City Council and the director of the Texas Public Power Association. Mayor Jason Bayinski says it's a balance between the public's right to know and disclosing financial information that would harm BTU's ability to remain competitive.
And everyone here wants to be as transparent as possible. And, you know, there's a lot of misnomers and rumors out there on what the number two or number three person's making at BTU. So that's something I think we need to go ahead and get out there to the public. Unless we're told that that's puts us as a competitive disadvantage in doing so.
TPPA Director Mark Zion says some cities disclose all salaries of electric department employees, others release none, and some pick and choose. BTU, meanwhile, updated City Council Tuesday on upcoming projects. General Manager Dan Wilkerson says one possibility is selling excess electricity on the open market.
We do have a presentation we're giving Friday afternoon from 1 to 3 to a potential new wholesale customer, and we have seven of those we're working with right now, just so you will know. We only expand our business on the wholesale side. They stay somewhere else in Texas, and because of the transmission network, we're able to sell to them as if they lived right next door.
Wilkerson says BTU will also be involved in retrieving methane gas produced at landfills in the area. The Texas Criminal Justice Coalition is warning lawmakers to think twice before they pass any new laws that involve jail time.
The 85-page report on overcrowding in the state's urban county jails concludes there are simply too many crimes that carry county jail sentences.
Policymakers need to think twice before they pass a law and how the laws that they pass actually have a consequence at the county level.
Director Ana Yanez Correa says the only people who should be in county jails are those who are a threat to society. Alternatives should be found for all other lawbreakers. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And we talked about strong early voting numbers in Brazos County yesterday, and it's the same statewide and roughly the same percentage. Vote tallies from counties with the most registered voters show Texans are casting far more early ballots than compared to the November 2006 election. Early voting ends this Friday. The Texas Secretary of State's office says through Sunday, about 10% of registered Texas voters cast ballots in the 15 counties, or of the 15 most populous counties. The tally includes in-person voting and mail-in ballots. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 67 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Mr. Electric. We'll have a final news update for the morning coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Brian Mayer, Jason Byinski is our guest in studio. Coming up next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
He is the most mysterious liberal in the world. He's Bill White. He once made $500,000 off Hurricane Rita and tried to hide it. Bill White likes Obama so much, he taught him how to spend taxpayers' money liberally. He once had a nervous moment when asked if he would raise taxes, because he will. He's Bill White, the most mysterious liberal in the world. He's made millions from private corporations while serving as mayor of Houston. Bill White spent every dime as mayor of Houston, and then spent $17 billion more, leaving Houston with more debt. His income taxes are hidden where the public will never see them. He's Bill White, the most mysterious liberal in the world.
I don't always release my taxes, but when I do, there's always a scandal. When you run for governor, hide your tax releases, my friends.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Rick Perry.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Routines may be a little boring, but when it comes to your vehicle, wouldn't you rather avoid surprises? Routine maintenance will help keep your car or truck running right. To extend the life of your vehicle, change the oil and filter every 3,000 miles. Flush and fill your antifreeze every 2 years. Change your shocks every 50,000 miles. And check your battery and fluid levels every month. Your nearby O'Reilly Auto Parts store has the name brands, low prices, and helpful people to provide just what you need.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you can pick up Prestone antifreeze for $4.99 a gallon. That's a savings of $8 after mail-in rebate. Protect your vehicle against temperature extremes and corrosion with Prestone antifreeze, $4.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Hey, let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Warm temperatures still the story across our portion of Texas, but that'll be changing over the next couple of days as cooler weather gets a chance to roll across the state. We'll have sunshine today. We're going to approach 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, an isolated shower, thunderstorm, and possibility as we start to cool. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Sunny and near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 45. Sunshine and cooler still on Friday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
All right. Lots of talk about an online survey from ING Direct. You know, those are those people who do the bus benches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which said, get this, men tend to overspend to impress their date.
Wow. Hope they didn't pay a lot for that.
Yeah. Surveyed 1,015 people between the ages of 18 and 69.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Lubies.
Yeah.
Found
four.
Found,
yeah.
That's right.
Luann platter.
Sweet thing.
Yeah. Sweet thing. I think you need a Luann platter.
Yeah.
Nah, that'll impress it.
No, you don't need to be doing that.
No. Uh-uh.
Hey, I got a deal. If we get there in time, we can catch the bus. It stops right there.
Yeah. Like a veggie, sir? Something soft, ma'am.
Yeah, really.
Women thought men who spent $192 on a date had paid too much.
Well, yeah.
Good Lord, I think so.
Women say
there better be an overnight stay involved.
But
you mean if they spent $150, it wasn't too much?
Women say the average first date should cost around $85, but the average man said they usually shelled out $108. Really?
Oh, the average man's lying.
Wait.
Where's this survey was it taken?
In the big city.
Yeah, was it taken in the Simi Valley of California or
Here's
something?
The deal. On the other hand, it appears that fast food is by no means a way to impress your date. if you're spending less than $27 on a first date, you're voted as too cheap by most women.
Honey, we're getting the Big Mac, and honey, you can get two of them tonight if you like.
Well, let's go to the burger place where that second was half price.
That's right. Don't tell me you've never gotten two before.
Always always impresses. Do you remember where you had your first date with your wife?
I knew you would ask that, but I would allow my date to supersize. So.
Listen to you. But see, now you can't do that. That's not safe. That's not healthy anymore to do that. Chase, you remember your first date? See, I'm laying this out here. I'm probably going to just burn myself on this.
I do.
Do you? Do you not want to tell us? All right, never mind.
You're never going to be at the end of it.
All right, I'll do mine. I went to Cafe Excel. All right.
Oh, see, but that's
You're talking about the first date with your wife?
That's so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or your first date.
Excuse me. How far back you want to
go? Well, no, you said first date. Okay. I mean, first date with wife.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead. I went to that Mexican food restaurant that I think your store is at now.
Yeah.
That's where I went. Yeah, Tomas.
Casa Tomas.
Casa Tomas.
I thought you were going to say where you got married.
No, that's right. So Judy and I had our first date at where Jackie's is now, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Good for you.
See,
y'all
go in there.
Still smell like tacos.
I was going to say, do y'all go and hover around the stuffed animals and say, I think the table was right here.
Yeah. Is that the reason Judy keeps coming in?
Maybe so.
For whatever reason.
No, there was a little fountain in there, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Little round fountain.
Believe me, I remember.
Yeah, a little round fountain. Yeah, we sat right next to it.
Okay.
Boy, do I remember.
All right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chase. Wait. All right, wait. Hello. We'll take a call first. Hello.
Please, something else.
Some of us refer to it as Casa Tomain.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're gone now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you do. Well, no, you don't have to. You never have to do anything, but...
It was like a mutual meeting place thing.
Was it? Oh, yes. Meet you there. It was a safe location.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
She was from Brenham, and we went to the bowling alley.
Well.
All right. So there.
Well, no, that is safe because our date at Casa Tomas.
No, I expected nothing less from the classy reaction of Scott.
No,
so.
No, I tell you, no, not at all. Yesterday, I'm in an elevator, okay, and a lady has her child with her and carry on your hip age, okay, and she said,
I got one of those.
And after we leave, we're going bowling.
Yeah.
She said, I know you don't know what that means, but it'll be fun. So did she beat you, or did y'all just go there to eat?
No, we didn't go there to eat. It was like a hanging out.
That really a safe thing. You're there with other friends.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Group of people.
Well, you had the nicest looking bowling shoes, so you knew it'd be all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I brought my own ball.
Yeah, you had that form-fitting shirt that said Chase on it.
Right,
yeah.
With some team name on the back.
The fries come with the burger.
My name stitched on the front.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, he's dreamy.
Well, yeah. Right,
my name was even spelled correctly. How about that?
It's 8:20. I haven't even asked the mayor a question yet. We got to get moving.
Yeah, this is great. I appreciate being here. Y'all have a good week.
Exactly. Mayor Jason Byanski joins us this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'm still imagining Chase in his bowling shirt.
I may tell you, that'd be. We'll see if we can find an old picture. Maybe Jamie's got one.
But
of those
the bowling alleys have evolved since our early days.
Keep score for you now.
Now you can pay laser tag, and they have a fine meal and everything else that
they
goes
do.
With it.
That Triangle Bowl still had a pretty good burger back in the day, but because the radio station was right around the corner, we kind of ate there by default. Hey, listen, y'all had a long day yesterday, but covered some. You've touched finally on something that has, I guess, interested the public, and that is the utility BTU's top salaries. And I wasn't exactly sure how interested people were. Obviously, there was a lot of talk in the media about it, but I wasn't sure that, as Chase says, Johnny Lunchbucket was interested. But y'all feel like this is an area of interest to the citizenry.
Well, we brought Mark Zion, the executive director of Texas Public Power Association, in. To give a presentation to the BTU board and to the Bryan City Council in regards to municipal-owned power companies. And, we talked about some of the topics about competitive matters. We talked about salaries. We talked about our position in the market. And as you have probably heard in the newscast, that Bryan Texas Utilities is the fifth largest municipally-owned power company in the state of Texas, number 80th out of the whole country. So it's a big time business. Yet our rates are some of the lowest in the state. Our bond rating is the highest in the state. The customer service satisfaction has been one of the highest in the state according to their surveys. So they do an excellent job over there. But we wanted to talk about, you know, deregulation. A lot of people get confused between deregulation and wholesale marketing on the power end. As he his analogy was, you know, we use all we can and we sell the rest, you know, like they do in Bluebell.
There you go. Yeah.
So we use as much as we can, but we do provide power to College Station in certain parts, the rural areas of Brazos County, parts of Robertson County, parts of Burleson County, Snook, the city of Bowie, and many others. I think it had Dan interviewed previously where he said we've got seven entities that we're working with right now to sell power to. So we compete with other municipally owned power companies that are also trying to sell some of their excess power. And in doing so, we make money off of that, and we're able to keep our rates low and make our prices as competitive as possible. So, you know, we have to balance, you know, what we can release and what we can't release, and we don't want to put our utility company at an unfair advantage with the competition. But back to the salaries, you know, I think the council and the BTU board and majority of the folks we've talked to are in agreement that, you know, we need to look at releasing the top salaries to start with and then kind of go from there.
But when would you do that?
Sooner than later, hopefully in the next maybe 30 days.
Okay. And would it be person A makes with exact salary, person B makes with exact salary? Are there bonuses that are involved for performance? In other words, would the entire package be shown in that compensation?
I would like to show the entire package. You know, maybe take the top three, four, five employees. Majority of the misinformation that's out there and miscommunication is in regards to the top positions. I mean, I hear all over town that Dan Wilkerson makes $1 million a year, so, you know, that he makes more than Mike Sherman, the football coach. And so, you know, there's some of those misnomers.
Can you tell me today that he doesn't make $1 million?
Doesn't make $1 million.
Okay.
It's worth $1 million to him. He'll take. See, he enjoys his job, but he makes far less than that. And there was some info in the paper here not too long ago about what the number two gentleman was making,
right.
Keene Register, who, our interim city manager right now. So I think that kind of tells you what pay range you're at. But I think we need to get as much information as we can out there to the general public to be as transparent as possible, but without putting B2 at an unfair advantage with the competition out there.
Sure.
For the wholesale markets.
Okay. Jason Bieniski, Mayor Brian joins us. I don't want to get a whole bunch into alphabet soup and out into the weeds as far as tax increments and TERS and that sort of thing, but what I would like to talk about is the city is going to put more than $500,000 toward a project that's near the Hudson Place area, which is a physician center, if folks don't know, right there. What is it? This is going to be a gated apartment complex of about 265 units. What was it about this project that you felt made it a justification for the city of Bryan to invest at that level?
Well, it's the tax increment reinvestment zone number 8, and we are in partnership with Brazos County and Bryan Independent School District. All the new TERS and TIFs do not allow the school districts to participate anymore. So this is one of the original TIF districts where the school districts still allowed to participate in allowing some of their tax dollars to go back into the infrastructure improvements that attract new growth and development in those areas. And that area and that TIF has been the best that we've had in the city of Bryan. I mean, it's going to pay off far earlier than we anticipated. It's developed a lot faster than we had initially thought the area would grow and develop. 265 high-end gated residential community there, with probably 5 to 7 pad sites out front on the commercial end for new retail and restaurants and those type of entities.
But again, if the market says it's there, why do the entities get involved?
They had other options and other locations outside of Bryan that they were looking at. It's far easier to go south sometimes with some of these developments. And, you know, we've got the county had already approved it ahead of time. BISD already approved it ahead of time. So we're all putting in, you know, it's a good development for Bryan, but we've also got partnerships with Brazos County and BISD. So they're putting back their tax dollars into the deal. And so those are the type of partnerships I like to see when all the entities involved that benefit participate. So
can you give me the level of participation of the other two entities, BISD and the county?
They contribute their tax.
No, but I mean the amount.
whatever their going tax rate is. So if they collect $100,000 for that area, then they'll put it back in there for a certain time period, you know, maybe 5 years or 7 years. And basically the $700,000 deal that we're doing, I think they're expecting that to be paid back in about a three-year period.
Okay. All right.
But anytime in a tough economy that we can encourage growth and development, particularly in the housing market, I mean, you can say that we have far fewer residential opportunities in Bryan than our sister city to the south. And so Roy was looking for residential opportunities, and that was one that we did last night. We also did another one on the west side of town. That's going to bring in a minimum 2,400 square foot homes on up. So it's going to be, we've got a lot of starter homes on the west side, and we have a lot of high-end homes on the west side with Traditions. But we don't have that medium middle range, you know, that $200,000 to $400,000 price range. And so we're lacking that that whole area, and we're missing that point in Bryan. So we need to encourage that sector of the market as much as possible. And Mr. Galindo and his bunch have been talking about doing this development for many, many years. And so Dominion Oaks, probably 50 to 100 lots to start with, on the middle to higher end. And so we're excited about it. Opens up a 7-acre track, but opens up into hundreds of acres behind it. So that'll be the next growth area on the west side to complement the commercial growth and some of what you're seeing with the Health Science Center and GreenVax, GCon, and all the many businesses that are going to be locating on the west side. So right. We'll have some residential opportunities.
Well, and you're building the kind of houses that help your tax base as well when you do something like that, certainly. What else going on?
Well, we're happy to have growth and development occurring in Bryan. We also talked a little bit about the downtown reconstruction phase 3. That's the north end of downtown Bryan, and everything's going along well there. I know the business owners like to see that done sooner than later, so we're trying to make sure that you know, we're on schedule. And if we can get it done ahead of time, that'd be great. We're about 71 days from completion, so you'll see a lot of construction. We've got some old infrastructure, some old pipes and lines that need to be replaced, and we've uncovered many things in the digs. So they had some pictures of some of the neat things they've dug up.
Archaeological stuff, huh?
Yeah, we found out where all the bodies are at. Yeah. But the underground tunnels and passageways, so it's kind of impressive what's there. But, of course, those delay some of the progress because you have to deal with those concerns. But everything's going to be looking good. We've got a lot of interest in the north end of downtown right now that we're talking to many entities on. And so hopefully in the near future we'll have some announcements to make there on what we're doing on the north end. But once the infrastructure's in place, that'll attract all the growth and development on that end. So
Bryan and College Station, two different cities in a lot of ways, but this is the last time we'll have an opportunity to talk to you before College Station residents have a chance to vote on a transportation fee. Bryan, again, one of two cities in the state of Texas that have it, and you've had it for a while. As one member of council, what's your feeling on how the transportation fee has worked out for Bryan?
The transportation fee was implemented back in 1997, so it's been around long before the current council's been in place. I think this year we're proposing about $5 million worth of improvements that we're putting into the community for roadway improvements. I think it's worked well for us. You know, it's we're an aging community. You know, and College Station starting to see some of the issues that we've faced. And when you start aging, you have a street that's been in place for a long time. We can't catch up. We neglected for so long. Now it's time to play catch up. So the council members and elected officials over the past 10 plus years have thought that transportation fee was worthwhile and beneficial and helping an aging community catch up with their infrastructure needs. So I think it's worked well for the city of Bryan. None of us ever want additional fees and increased taxes, but it's tacked on to the utility bill. But I will say our utility bill is about 30% lower than most around the state of Texas. So,
right.
So in the grand scheme of things, the bill, bottom line, is still overall lower. But those improvements are much needed in our communities. They attract new growth and development in the older parts of Bryan. It instills community pride. We see people fixing up their properties. And, you know, if the city can't go in there and fix what they need to fix, how do you expect the neighborhood and the residents to do likewise? So, just kind of dominoes. So we're seeing a lot of new sidewalks and streets and infrastructure improvements that we've never seen. You know, we've spent more money over the past few years in infrastructure improvements than ever before. But the transportation fee has been good for the city of Bryan.
There you go. All right. Jason Bieski, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me,
Scott. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguilane Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welvin Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Well, we hear every day about how the biggest crisis we deal with as a country is unemployment. It's between 9 and 10% nationwide, and maybe not that severe in the Brazos Valley, but still all people, young people especially, are looking for long-term careers, and what a great resource Blinn College is for that. Recently, our own Bill Oliver spoke with Blinn Coordinator of Paralegal Programs, Robert Stansberry, about the paralegal program at Blinn and how it will help fill what's reportedly going to be a surplus of jobs available in that field.
There's a great need for paralegals out there. Recently, I read an article in Yahoo Education that quoted the Department of Labor, United States Department of Labor, that said over the next 8 to 10 years, there's going to be 74,000 new jobs for paralegals, or at least they predict that. So I guess the law is a profession that's always going to be there. It's always been there, and it will continue. And at Blinn College, we're trying to fill some of those 74,000 openings over the next 8 to 10 years, not only fill them with our students, but also expand the role of the paralegal in law offices in the future.
The paralegal students at Blinn can't get any better training.
And if you come to our program, you will have the opportunity to take classes from people who practice here in the Brazos Valley. Our entire program is taught by either attorneys or judges, and they're all, you know, they have practice experience, and they're part of this legal community.
The paralegal faculty at Blinn is dedicated to not just teaching the group, but helping the individual. And tomorrow night, you'll have the chance to see that in action. Here's Robert Stansberry.
Our faculty has been excellent in giving our students opportunities to see what they do, know what they do, and see exactly how the process of law works here in Brazos County. And we're having a meeting on Thursday in which if potential students would like to meet some of our faculty, we're going to have an informational meeting over on the Blinn Bryan campus at 6:15 this Thursday. And faculty will be present, and you can get information about the profession and about our specific program at Blinn.
Again, it starts at 6:15 at the Barbara Pearson Banquet Room at the Student Center at the Bryan Blinn campus, and it's Thursday, tomorrow night.
We'll probably do a presentation for 20, 30 minutes, and then we'll have straight Q&A, individual discussions with the prospective student, and we'll be there as long as there are questions to talk about the law. We really enjoy it, and the student will be very comfortable because we really have a place for every type of student in our program, whether you're going to school for the first time, whether you've gone into another career and would like to start a second career, or find a way to make the law work for your current career. We think that the law touches everything. So no matter what profession you go into, if you want to stay with your current profession or if you want to join a profession, work for a court, work for a law firm, we have a place for you. We have students, every age student. We have students that have bachelor's degrees who may want to get some legal expertise before they go to law school or to enhance their own skills in their profession.
Thanks to Robert Stansberry and to Bill Oliver. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
On October 31st, 2004,
Amy Lynn Donovan became the first female police officer to be killed in the line of duty in Austin.
This is Terry Donovan. Every day of my life, I think about that devastating phone call telling me that my wife, Amy, had just been killed while chasing a criminal who was evading arrest. My life, our children's lives, had been changed forever. Last year, I watched Jim Dunham kill a much-needed bill named for Amy because of petty politics. That bill toughened penalties for evading arrest to protect police officers so fewer families would suffer the tragedy our family suffered. In killing that bill, Dunham put petty politics above the safety of those who protect us all. I'll never forget how Jim Dunham looked when he walked off the House floor. He had a big, arrogant smile on his face.
Jim Dunham, just another petty politician, undeserving of your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Marva Beck campaign.
WTAW News Time, 836, 69 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 91. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final news update for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there was just too much on the plate Monday night to start public discussion about a possible incorporation vote in Welburn.
It was 9:35, and the council hadn't even made discussion yet of the first item on the agenda. It took us that long just to hear the citizens that wanted to speak just on that first agenda item, which was, if you recall, that was the rental inspection program.
Council discussed Welburn in private during an executive session earlier in the day, but the mayor says that had nothing to do with pulling it from the public agenda. Meantime, a spokesman for Citizens for Welburn, Gary Potter, says council members have told him they won't support an incorporation vote because they don't want College Station involved in future legal battles.
Well, I told Mayor Beer today, I said that's just simply shirking responsibility, because that's what you do as an elected official. When issues come up, like the issue of the landfill between the citizens of Bryan and the citizens of College Station, what you do is you work on that until you get it resolved. The issue with the Welburn water, you work on that until you get it resolved. That's what you do.
Mayor Berry says Welburn will be on the next council agenda. The recent push for more schools to get involved in stopping bullies has the support of Texas A&M President Bowen Lofton. Lofton says it's not administrators or staff leading the charge against bullying, but students.
We have a whole population of students there who've embraced these values here, and they will not be tolerant of those who do not subscribe to those core values.
Federal officials say any school receiving federal funding that does not actively seek to curtail and eliminate bullying could be in violation of federal law. Would the disclosure of the salaries paid to employees at Bryan's electric department result in reduced sales of locally generated power on the open market? That was the question debated Tuesday by Texas Public Power Association Director Mark Zion and Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland.
These are calls that you have to make. This is a local decision made by local authorities, and those are some of the factors that you and your colleagues would consider as you were examining that issue.
Well, I guess that would be a function of how much we're in the wholesale market, which is the competitive part. Some may not be as much in it as we are, right?
That would certainly be a consideration you should take into account.
Zion says some cities disclose no salaries, some pick and choose, and others reveal everyone's pay. Speaking of BTU, millions of dollars in projects were reviewed Tuesday by City Council. General Manager Dan Wilkerson says one involves local landfills.
Going forward on the landfill gas unit with the City of Bryan and City of College Station operating the units together, operating them jointly, and so we are hard at work with Bovisma and the City of College Station to get those units operating ASAP. We are tickled to death that that's going to happen.
Wilkerson says BTU on Friday is giving the first of seven pitches to proposed wholesale buyers of excess electricity produced by the city. And just in from TxDOT, the contractors opening the northbound State Highway 6 exit ramp to Barron Road. They also reopened the U-turn on the north side of the Highway 6, Highway 40 intersection. Both of those will open today. Again, northbound Highway 6 at Barron Road, the exit ramp there, and the U-turn on the north side of the Highway 6, Highway 40 intersection will reopen today. WTAW News Time is 8:40, 69 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Team Ford has up to $8,900 off 2010 F-150s.
Team Auto has up to $10,000 off 2010 Silverados.
We have a lifetime unlimited mile warranty.
We have eight different domestic lines.
Guys, don't fight. We both have the best prices, great finance, and a fantastic selection. And we're the home of the best price guarantee. So come see me, Mike Vivaldi, just 11.7 miles south of High Prices in Navasota. Team Ford on Highway 6 between 90 and 105. Team Auto less than a mile away on Washington Avenue next to Walmart.
Price includes all rebates and incentives. Offers with approved credit. See dealer for details.
You are a wife, a mother, a caregiver.
a teacher, a taxi driver, a friend, and so much more. You give so much of yourself to others. Now it's time to do something for you. Schedule a digital mammogram today with the early detection and diagnostic experts at the Scott and White College Station Clinic. Early detection is the key to successful treatment of breast cancer. And the Scott and White Cancer Team offers state-of-the-art technology for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer. Because you take care of so many others, Scott and White's advanced care is designed to take care of you. You owe it to yourself to take care of your health. Call 979-691-3618 to make an appointment today. Or visit us on the web at sw.org. Scott & White accepts all major health insurance plans. Scott & White, your choice, the trusted choice.
Join the grassroots surge to take back America. Come out to the Wings and More Party Room this Friday to meet conservative satirist Oleg Atbashian of thepeoplescube.com. Oleg will be signing copies of his new book, Shakedown Socialism, an eye-opening look at why statism won't work in America. Then help make a difference for the future of America by taking part in our Freedom Phone Bank. We'll have free food for all phone bankers. For more details, go to NovemberIsComingTX.com. Meet Oleg and Phone Bank for Freedom, Friday, October 29th from 4:30 till 8:30 at the Wings and More Party Room at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. For more details, go to NovemberIsComingTX.com. That's NovemberIsComingTX.com. This ad was paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
8:42, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a package of information about new businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Warm temperatures still the story across our portion of Texas, but that'll be changing over the next couple of days as cooler weather gets a chance to roll across the state. We'll have sunshine today. We're going to approach 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, an isolated shower, thunderstorm, and possibility as we start to cool. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Sunny and near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 45. Sunshine and cooler still on Friday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Ben's back. Ben's back. Ben's back. Ben's front. Ben's front.
You took it away from me.
I know. You hate when that happens.
I was giving him the courtesy pause.
He's the boss. He's a member of the board of the National Association of
Haven't read all my emails.
Yeah.
The general manager, Keys.
Yeah.
Your key still worked.
Yeah.
Area man. Mr. Ben Downs.
And they didn't question you when you checked out of the hotel, right?
No. Why would they?
Good I don't Lord, know. I'm not sure.
I left half the GDP of the United States there, but yeah. That's all right. Oh, boy. Anyway, I had a nice trip, nice meeting. Enjoyed. I visited the kids in Colorado.
Oh,
then
did
I,
you?
I went on to serve my industry on the board.
Isn't that
the
wonderful?
National Association. Okay, so we got this briefing on the political stuff.
Okay
they're briefing us. And Lisa Murkowski, as you know, is, as you guys were talking about earlier today, is running a writing campaign. Mm-hmm. They're going to count that vote based on intent as best they can determine it. You have to circle the thing saying, I am writing in a name. Look here. This is the name I'm writing in.
Right.
Lisa M., Lisa Merck, any of that stuff was going to count. Well, you said it was Joe Miller is mm-hmm. the Republican
he's
candidate.
The,
he's
he,
a Republican yeah, he's, candidate, the Tea Party guy that's a Republican candidate running. Up until this week, he actually intended to put a Lisa Miller in there, running as a write-in candidate, and actually campaign just so that if somebody wrote Lisa or Lisa M., they would be unable to determine the intent.
As Tom had said, kind of a hanging Chad deal.
It would have been. Well, if you can't determine the intent, then you don't count the vote.
Yeah.
So that was the plan. I was fascinated by that level of skullduggery.
A lot of people who get paid a whole lot of money to think of things like that the rest of us actually just trying to wander through life and do the right thing.
Oh, there were a lot of people up there leaving leaving the meeting that were not going to be flying out anytime soon. Golly, with that thing coming through the Midwest, the 70 miles an hour winds Chicago, what's up with that?
Yeah, they call it the Windy City.
Yeah, well, that's more than the wind. That's hurricane-y city. So that is.
We'll get some wind here, though. We're going to have a little bit of breeziness. Yeah, we have. Yesterday was kind of breezy, and we're going to have it's going to be like 44 or 45 tomorrow night and Friday night.
What about Saturday for the big game?
Saturday's beautiful. Okay. High temperature will be probably 79, and we'll have northerly winds. And so you'll be out at the tent?
I'll be at the tent. I go from having 3 days where people are saying, yes, sir, let me get that for you, to a day of people saying, Ben, will you empty that trash can, please?
You're a wife, a mother, a caregiver, a teacher, a taxi driver, a friend, and so much more. You give so much of yourself to others. Now it's time to do something for you. Schedule a digital mammogram today with the early detection and diagnostic experts at the Scott and White College Station Clinic. Early detection is the key to successful treatment of breast cancer. And the Scott and White Cancer Team offers state-of-the-art technology for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer. Because you take care of so many others, Scott and White's advanced care is designed to take care of you. You owe it to yourself to take care of your health. Call 979-691-3618 to make an appointment today, or visit us on the web at sw.org. Scott & White accepts all major health insurance plans. Scott & White, your choice, the trusted choice.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I was strolling the aisles at Half Price Books the other day, thumbing through the reference books, and came upon a new word. Locavore. In the world of food, it means eating things that are locally grown. They're fresher, more environmentally friendly. So it got me to thinking. Here I am at Half Price Books, where they buy most of the things you find from their neighbors, giving new life to books, music, movies that locals like me have sold to them instead of trashing them. Then they make most of it available at half price or less, and they donate lots of what they don't sell to the local community. I mean, how environmentally friendly is that? So I think we need an equally appropriate word for Half Price Books. How about local lore? Yeah, local lore. There's always plenty of that on the shelves. If you can think of a better word, let me know. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. Hurry to Half Price Books on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more at hpb.com.
Psst. Hey, Ben left the room so we can do this story now.
Okay.
Do you think your boss trusts you? Might want to think again. Reuters says over half the bosses at small companies expect their employees to steal from them. The Chubb Private Company Risk Survey polled executives at 400 small U.S. American companies. 54% of those polled said they expected employees to steal company equipment, merchandise, even cash over the next year. But according to the survey, only 30% have actually had that kind of theft occur in the past 12 months.
Hmm.
Now, there was a time that we used to play records at the radio station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spin a disc.
Big records with little holes, little records with bigger holes. Okay? And the radio stations would have these records sent to them by record companies. And, oh, if you know anybody who's my age, who still has vinyl, you'll probably see records where the labels are just red and white and aren't colored and say, not for sale, or albums that have a little hole drilled in the corner of the jacket, which means that it's free. So I'm not saying that it's ever happened to me personally, but I think people of my age who worked in radio at the time I did, some of them might have taken some of those home.
Borrowed. With every intention of returning.
Of course. And then, well, you get fired and you go, the hell with them. I'm not bringing it back. You were just going to borrow it anyway. But if they're going to fire me, I'm not giving them the records back. And again, that's painting with a broad brush of people who are in the radio industry.
That's right. But you got a little paint on yourself there, didn't you?
Just a few boxcars of bad apples don't spoil the whole barrel, okay? That's all I'm
saying.
So anyway. A resort town in the south of Italy south of Italy.
Oh, an Italian resort.
That's right. Women strolling the beaches in miniskirts and low-cut tops are subject to a fine of $415.
Well, now, why would you want to do that?
Well, because Silvio Berlusconi, who'd be like the head dude there in Italy.
Yeah. Who's kind of a, well, we kind of call him a lady killer.
Okay. But he's rather prudish about his approach to the way that women should be looking and walking.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor of this town, his name is Luigi Bobbio. Luigi won a vote at council meeting on Monday night to ban very short clothing, including miniskirts, that fail to conceal a woman's underwear. And, quote, the display of too much cleavage also will earn a fine, end quote. Now, once again, who is going to make that determination? And how will that be done? Does the ossifer need to come up and stand very close to measure said miniskirt or said cleavage? They said, actually, it'll just be a glance. One glance should be enough. That's what the mayor says. So, town's more liberal politicians, not amused. By equating women's clothing with urban decorum, this message implies that women are no more than benches or hedges. So, there. They're just part of the landscape.
And there, my friends, is your pickup line. So, are you a bench or a hedge?
That's right.
Benches and hedges. Remember them there?
Oh, that, yeah, those are the fancy cigarettes.
Were, hello.
I will be more than glad to look at that.
Understand.
That's right.
Over and over.
You think Cliff Howard's awake yet?
Well, it's, what, it's 7?
No, it's okay. We'll call him tomorrow.
It's 10 till 7.
Probably up because you got to figure if he flew out there yesterday, then, you know, he's probably still on Central Time.
That's right.
That's probably
right. Hey, let's wake him up because, you know, the game's tonight.
It is.
We can call him again tomorrow.
We can. See how this works out. In the meantime, we'll tell you also about, guys, well, we got 8 minutes, so we got enough.
Mm-hmm. If he didn't turn his cell phone off, it's his own fault. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to find out how much that hotel room costs, because that can't be cheap. I guarantee
you. Well, I saw him online searching the other day.
Sure. Oh, he thinks William Shatner speaks the truth. Is that what that's all about? Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello.
Pick up the phone. Talk in the phone. Hello. Hello. It's a radio station in Texas.
Station in Texas, guys. Am I again?
Yeah, you are.
I know it's 6:50 out there, but wake up.
Yeah.
Where you? You know what? It's what is it? 8:50 there. I've been awake.
Yeah. I told you.
Yeah. You still on Texas time?
So now
I'm on Texas time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what hotel is this?
I got the media rate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is the media hotel. It's a Holiday Inn Civic Center. I got the media rate, and so I went online, and it's the exact rate that I can get on the Internet.
Oh, my.
I've got to tell you this. I hate to tell you this story, but I've got to. I put Jackie in that hotel one time, that very hotel.
How much?
Stop. Just stop, Tom.
Yeah.
Wait. Be real careful going home, okay? That's all I'm saying. Just because it's a Civic Center, don't think that you are going to be safe. I don't know that
it's not the best neighborhood. I went walking last night.
I'm going to tell you that for 3 years she didn't let me forget that.
Oh dear.
Yeah. No. So I know the very hotel.
Yeah.
And what did you pay for that, buddy?
I'd rather not say.
How much over $200 is the media rate?
He's over $100 more than $200. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I bet it's under three.
Oh, you're under three?
No, it's actually under two.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
That is a bad hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they give you an ice bucket?
Yeah, I do. I have one of those little styrofoam ice buckets.
Does it have a shower cap in it?
Is there?
You know, I haven't even checked the ice yet.
Is there a paper strip over the toilet seat?
What are they going to? All right, now what? How far are you from the? That's a ways from the stadium, though, isn't it?
It's, you know, the lady, as she looked at me, I was talking to her as I checked in last night, and she said, you know, if you're a walker, you can walk. And she pointed out the hotel and the stadium, and, you know, it's a ways.
Yeah, it's a ways.
I'm probably going to take the train.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay, so now what time do you have to be in place? I mean, because I'm sure you got to go through.
My thinking is, you know, I'm going to Alcatraz this morning, and my thinking is.
Not to stay.
I hope not. I don't think they're letting anybody stay anymore, except for that guard overnight. What a job that is.
Yeah, we had fog here this morning, so we kind of felt like we were in the Bay Area.
You know what? I haven't had a bit of fog. It's cloudless skies right now,
Okay. Yeah. Well, and then where are your seats? Where are you sitting?
Oh, you can't see home plate from where the auxiliary press box is.
But it's a great view. We were just talking about the park is in a really nice
setting.
Oh, it's
a spectacular park. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. It really is.
All right, so anyway, so we're calling you tomorrow morning. I'm just letting you know right now.
And I'm letting you know right now that I will be up at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Really?
And my flight is at 6:35.
So we'll have to.
You can call me, in the 7 o'clock hour, if you want to.
Are you out of Oakland or San Fran?
Actually, I'm out of San Francisco. Okay. The Oakland flight times just didn't work.
I got you.
So you're just staying for one game, are you?
I'm just staying for this one. Yeah. I got to be back.
I'm sure that these reports are sponsored by somebody. If you want to plug that.
Actually, they're not.
Okay.
Oh,
well, there you are.
Sponsored by Chip Howard.
Yeah.
They're just me, yeah.
So that means the puppies don't eat for a week, so you can go to San Francisco for one game. Is that it?
Yeah. The wife's eating no food.
Wonderful,
so.
All right, well, enjoy the game. We'll see you later.
All right, bye.
According to Google Maps.
Google Maps, yeah.
He, let's see. Yeah, he's near the Orpheum Theater.
Sure.
He's actually just kind of about a half block away from the public library.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll spend time there.
That's where he'll go.
I wish you hadn't hung up with him. He may not know that there is a Walgreens right behind his hotel.
Why would he want to know that?
Well, because he can see if there's a CVS right catty corner to it.
Sure. See if it's that way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, be perfect. Anyway, yeah, that I know that hotel really more than I really wanted to.
San Francisco Federal Building?
Yep, that's it. It's right there. It is right there. And again.
Oh, the Federal Building. So you can get arrested and just go right across the street just to be booked. That's good.
A pudgy fanny pack wearing 40-year-old man who lives with his mother.
Oh,
God, that's a lot of poor adjectives right there.
pudgy, fanny pack, 40-year-old.
Living with his mother.
That's beyond the hat trick right there.
So desperate to find love, he's posting handwritten personal ads at payphones around New York City.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that, pal.
Malik Turner, sounds like your fairly eligible bachelor. No, he doesn't.
Mm.
He's single, gainfully employed, though. Loves the color red. Roots for the Rangers and the Jets. I think that's the New York Rangers, not the Texas Rangers. He loves movies, nightclubs, Coney Island, and Atlantic City. His hobbies include playing video games. That's
I'll
a
bet.
Shock.
Yeah.
And riding on the subway.
Till all hours of the morning.
Yeah. Written.
That's right. And posting on TexAgs.
Yeah.
I think Mike Sherman should do that.
Right. Hey, you're going to get you'll probably get a thread for that, buddy. You're calling them pudgy, fanny pack wearing 40-year-olds who ride the subway.
And your point?
Yeah.
Second. All in favor?
it's unanimous. Okay. Anyway, he's looking for a woman who is blonde, long haired, big chested, curvy, leggy, voluptuous, but not fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he says he doesn't want any gold diggers. Oh.
What about you, sir?
I'm going to say that a gold digger probably is not going to give you the time of day, sir. Yeah, but nonetheless. All
there
right.
You go.
This date in history.
I love this part.
First rapid transit subway opened in New York City, 1904. And in 1938, DuPont announced the name for that new synthetic yarn. It would be called nylon. All right, you got a minute. Daddy!
A minute, wow. Okay.
All right, well,
that's okay.
If you can.
Hey, no, this goes with the Texas Tech game coming up. Paula Deen is into food, so hope she likes tortillas. She's going to be the Grand Marshal of the Tournament of Roses parade, and she says that when traveling through the streets, she intends to throw tortillas to the crowd.
There you go. Charlie Sheen taken into a New York hospital. Do you have that?
Yep.
For what his representative said was an allergic reaction.
Sure.
He was found stunned and naked in his hotel suite.